Blog Talk Radio.
To be in order, but were they? We'll find out today. We got a wonderful show as usual. We're gonna put it out there as always. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We got my brother coming back on here as always, putting it down from Ohio. Brother Charles Campbell will be in the house with us soon, so we'll be ready for him. And most of this program was predicated off his website and research that he sent me, and I said, "Oh man, this is timely." It's like that. I can't feel more vindicated by dealing with the dry bones. I ain't making this up. But he put something together about closing the racial gaps, the racial wealth gap. That was part of his it looked like his monthly or weekly WordPress as journalism. The brother does so many things, but as you know, he puts together a very critique of what's going on. I said myself, we did a few shows on this, and it hit the same channels we were on, so we're going to make that happen today. Also, we're going to be talking about this law that's out. H.R. is Senate Bill 884, also known as Improving Digital Identity Act. Unbelievable. I mean, if this is a fact, which most likely it is, it needs to be looked at as who's coming up with this. Also, we'll be critiquing the book that came out in 2002 called Red Feminism, American Communism, The Making of the Women Liberation. Seems this sister, or this historian, Kate Wingrad, put together historical data, factual data of how they usurped the women's movement into that, which you already knew, but she actually added the African or Black America. She put African American in here because that's the term that they was told to use by Jesse Jackson when they gave him the words to use. Yeah, that name was not the word. A lot of this is already orchestrated to the max. And we're going to jump into this, how this orchestration thing goes way back, past, present, future. Yeah, that's why this program is past, present, future at the same time. I'm talking about something in the future. It already happened in the past, practically. So we'll be hitting on that, all aspects today. But we're going to get back into this program. I want to thank everybody for past shows, Sister Antoinette, Brother Eddie, Chief, Brother Ray, Brother Kwame, Brother Tariq. Been coming in with some deep knowledge. Hope to get you in here later on. All that information, yeah, we can't keep that hold. We got to talk about some of that, definitely. And it's innovative idea. But let's go with innovation, y'all. I mean, let's be positive on this one here. There was millionaires made during the Great Depression. Not just your regular ones that y'all hear all the time. You know, Vanderbilt and all the Rockefellers and all that. No, it was a lot of people during the time of, you know, Madam C.J. Walker. There were so many, man. Unbelievable. Daddy Divine, Father Divine. I mean, it was just so many of them. Well-to-do. Driving all the cars. We told you, we've seen it all in these photos, all in the archives. So there's definitely a gap in the thinking more so than it is in the money. Because bootlegging, drugs, prostitution, church, Greek civic fraternities all existed during the time of the Great Depression. And many people became very, very well-to-do because it's called a time of opportunity. You got to be looking at what's going on. Are you going to be a victim of all this? Just look at some of these organizations today. And when brother come in, we're going to kick it with him as well. I just want to get the premise started with the fire. He mentioned, according to Brother Campbell's data, and he got the word facts. And when I seen that, I said, okay, 60% of the U.S. population is white or Anglo or European descent. I don't know if we define it in Russian white, but white. But we do know factually that the number one ethnic group of white Europeans are German in America. Look it up. So let's just go with that. According to that, but they own 84% of its wealth. But own 84%. This is 60%. Now, according to this, I've been hearing this for so long. I don't know, can we take this? This is going to be debatable when he comes in. I got to ask some questions on this. I know I've been hearing we 13%. I don't know if that's a magic number, equal 4. I don't know if they're keeping these numbers to be the way they are for magic or cult practices, but we've been 13% for a long time. And then the wealth is very dismal. The 4%. 4%, not 13 and 4, I mean 60, 80, you know, 84. I don't know. We're going to let him do the, you know, let y'all do the comparison to apples, but it's definitely a gap, obviously, for all reasons that you can possibly think of. There's a gap. Let's not even fool ourselves. Now, we have heard so many things about this. It gets almost frustrating, but he puts it out there, and I like how he did this. I want y'all, just coming out of his episode, out of his WordPress newsletter. And he absolutely correct. There's no black African American. Now, that's a Jesse Jackson term, but I'm going to go with it. Leader has offered us a plan to close this gap. Now, we definitely have not heard from anybody about closing this gap at all. I hear of equality. I hear of racial equality, racial wealth equity. I hear new words now. Equity is now, I guess, the new word. So let's go with that premise. He says, since Marcus Garvey in the early 20th century, poof. Now, that's some debate on that one, too, because a lot of people know Marcus Garvey had a lot of problems from certain people. Weren't always white. But he had a hell of a message. So we might tap into that conversation, because that's a hell of a... And then it says, this is a clear example of the abysmal failure of black leadership, politicians, and businesses. Now, we got more today, billionaires, than ever now. We got everybody a billionaire almost. Then you got these millionaires. And then they told you in a commercial you got giganiers. Not niggas, giganiers. You got enough gigabytes. You got a gigabyte there. You got all these this data, all this money from crypto sources. And by the way, they finally served Shaq. I found out that he finally got served. I don't know what the coming is, but you know, he's in that fraternity that we're going to be all hitting on today. Civics, Social Greek, HBCUs, United Negro College Fund, and religion. We got all kind of stuff, man. And yet, they can't come together on anything that's concrete that's not going to be cause of a civil war. See, reparations unchanged, it's universal income now. And they want to give it to you in such a structure that it should scratch your head down. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can't buy anything. You can't get a house, property. It's all kind of attachments that probably ain't even read. Just like no one read the attachment in the bill called the, you know, infrastructure bill and all that crap that everybody don't read. Now, if you got good credit, everybody, you're going to be penalized in buying a house now with another charge. And people who got bad credit is going to be able to get the breakdown so they can have equity. Now, this is going to be a tricky day today because this equity thing is out there. And white folks, they want to say they're going to take your wealth right in your face. Like it ain't nothing to it. I mean, they talking about, we're going to take this shit. We're going to take yours. White folks, you finished. I mean, this is white folks. We did a show last week. White supremacy is now going to kill white people even more. I said, this is amazing. But we're going to talk about this. Oh, yes. And so he got a solution. But I'm going to wait the solution to bring up. When we bring him out, I'm going to get on this right here, right there. Because some solutions to this. And it seems simple to me. One solution was, you know, these political parties. If you was to say, like we told you on many occasions, all you got to do is just take a pen, scratch out Democrat, and put independent. Now, y'all say, oh, well, what that's going to do is put a psyche change immediately on politicians. Now, Biden and won't look at you at it, and then white, black folks can't say, oh, we being racial, but the group that's showing you racism is unbelievably smooth at it. And one of them hoods is needed. It's like they got a hood, invisible hood on. You can't even see, but you can't tell who they are, really. That's the new way of looking at it. It's called cloaking. They uncloak many of the black population to death, to their own detriment, by combining of technology, social media, broadcasting, licensing deeds, tickets, concessions, everything they have done in reverse. And we're going to prove it today with facts. You know, I'm about to put it on you in a minute. I'm just putting some cold fire on here. So get this thing rolling. But you've been warned by a lot of people. Now, I know y'all heard Dr. Claude Anderson. And I know, I mean, you've got to have told me y'all heard this before. It's impossible. He put a perspective that was so easy. He said, you're going to be a third class. Then you're going to be a fourth. He got it in his chart. Now, y'all acting like no one told you, but he did say it's going to be, you think it's the Hispanic group. What they left out is the Chinese group. See, even with my brother Campbell, he only got white, Hispanic, and black people. And of course, you are third, but really you are fifth. Because you have not included the Asian community who might be possibly writing themselves as white on these applications, which possibly leads to just the wealth maybe in this. That will be part of this discussion today, because it could be them saying they're white. They do say they're white. Oh, yeah. They will on the application of the bank loan. So obviously that's a trick there. So we're going to get into that too. But we just got y'all to realize that, you know, we're going religious on you right away, too. I know y'all going to church and stuff, you know, all that, but where's your accountability if you are watching this? Everybody got a part to play. Just like we told you in New York. We said the police dogs was coming. Then California said, can they use them to kill people? Just recently, Mayor Adams brought them right on out. They are now part of the police force. Isn't that amazing? And, of course, the thread be having me crack it up on some of the comments. It is funny. It's going to be interesting to see a police canine dog. A police canine dog now is going to be able to run you down. Now, you can say you can shoot at it. I guess if you dismantle it, whatever you do to it, is there a penalty? See, they springing up all kinds of things on people, just like they do it, just like they're doing your job, spring up all these new regulations and rules out of thin air. But they always been there. Somebody had them ready for you. So are y'all ready? We about to put some fire on this, because I got some stuff for you. I want to hear y'all talk today, because, man, there's not a region, almost like the Hunger Games has been on all day. It's like, it's no way. No way. We cannot tell ourselves that this does not look too good. But first of all, let me let you be told by Dr. Claude Anderson that reparations under the present guise is a farce. Let him tell you first, then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to do two more, and then I'm going to take, oh, I forgot, we started, I got to 11 o'clock, okay. I'm about to bring it
okay, on. The last thing I'm going to say to you now, is this last point is on the slave trade. As a dirty little secret, when you start talking about the slave trade, don't focus all your time and attention just on picking on European whites, okay? You got to know something else. There was more than just one slave trade going on. Yes, we had a slave trade that brought maybe 15 million black people out of Africa into the Western world, into the Caribbean, into Latin America, into Central America, and into North America. That was coming with the Europeans controlling. You had 9 countries that were involved in the slave trade. They had 3 slave trade routes. You had the Atlantic Ocean, where everybody was talking about the Middle Passage. The Middle Passage wasn't anything compared to the other passages. And the Middle Passage coming across the Atlantic, where everybody liked to focus on, you see that on the wall all the time, the Middle Passage, talking about the European slave trade. That was one. But you had 2 other slave trades. You had also had an Indian Ocean slave trade that was going up out of Africa and going around through India, Pakistan, down into Cambodia, Vietnam, and the islands, New Guinea in place. That's why all those blacks are down in those islands. That's why all these Indians you see in this country that are darker than you all are, most of you in here, and they call themselves white. They came out of the Indian Ocean. That's why you go through all those Pakistani Indians that are dark-skinned and the Cambodians, the Vietnamese. They had an Indian slave trade going around that way. And the other one was going right up through the central, and that was called the Arab slave trade. But in all these slave trades, the primary producer and procurer for slavery were basically Arabs. You need to know that. I know it might hurt some of your feelings. I'm going to tell you, an Arab, you cannot jump on whites and start talking about reparations from whites in Europe unless you also start talking about reparations from the Arabs. Okay? You got to get them to... And instead, when they start talking about oil wells, you all start saying, oh, those oil wells coming out of Iraq, they need to be coming to black folk in America. Okay? Arabs started enslaving black folks starting again. Initially, they started going into Africa in about 765 A.D., but then when Musa made his mission to Mecca in the 12th century, when he's over Ghana and the Songhe Empire, he took his big trade mission into Mecca. At that time, he was throwing gold all along the streets. And the Arabs got very interested in going into Africa to try to find where all this gold was coming from. And they started in the 1200s trying to take over Africa to get hold of all this gold and resources that blacks had in Africa. They didn't do it for over 100-some years. They finally did it in the 1400s with the fall of Timbuktu. They took over Timbuktu, Arabs took it over. So Arabs have been enslaving black folk. They were the initial enslavers of black folk for 1,300 years. They have enslaved over 13 million black folk, and the Arabs are still enslaving black folk in Sudan, Ethiopia, and Mauritania. Okay? And they are still selling black folk over there for about $475 a piece. You start talking about reparations, go after them. Go after them, you should be going after them first. Whites couldn't get into Africa. And the Arabs went in and brought blacks to the beaches and to the oceans. Now you start talking about, yes, but we had some black Indian chiefs that were selling black. Yes, they were. But those, they were not selling because they were black, they were selling because they converted over to Islam. That was the difference. They were selling for religious reasons because Islam says that a Muslim cannot enslave another Muslim. So anybody who was not Muslim was being enslaved. And they started pulling those blacks up through the Middle East into the Arab slave trade. They were pulling them up there so fast, and the two things they wanted. They were looking for young black girls between the ages of 10 and 15, and back during the slavery period, and they were making concubines. And they're still using a lot of that now. They're breaking them in, and at the same time, they were reducing black men to being what? That's right, eunuchs. They were castrating black men. In Basra, one time, I found something like about 28,000 black men that had been castrated. They castrated the black men during slavery, during the slavery period, so they could use them in their homes as domestic servants or as guards over the harem to watch their women, but to make sure those black men did not indulge in any sex with any Arab women, they castrated and neutered them, and they put them into the army, into the military, and the military was training. They also used them as women by having neutered them. These are all the dirty little secrets you should know from a religious perspective about names, about individuals and characters in the history. We have a very convoluted history, okay? And you start getting information, make sure you get all the information before you go out to your arm to do it and go out and fight. But black folk have made major contributions all over the earth. And I didn't get into all the things. And I know you're a little tired now, but I love you for it. And I'm going to conclude here. And next time you invite me back, we'll pick up where I left off today. And as of this coming year, Dirty Little Secrets number 2 will be coming to you in your bookstores. Okay? Thank you very much.
Now, Dr. Clark, I had to play the whole thing. Dr. Clark broke it down so smooth that you know we've been brainwashed on this concept only. This one leg of the slave trade. That's all we people, our people know. That's all they know. They don't know nothing else. I don't care how many teachers we got, how many people could claim to be teachers. I don't know how. That's the only slave trade they know. That's it. If I did a consensus today, they wouldn't even know about another slave trade. Now, here it is today. Y'all asking for reparations. Got this whole people about to claim they're going to get it and all this stuff. I mean, all kind of stuff going on. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, y'all telling me that the Black Caucus and them, did they explain to y'all how the reparations going to go? Nope. Any church got together and said how this going to work out? Nope. Ain't that amazing? Now, one of them, Now, one organization sitting people down saying, you know, are we going after the right people when we go to court? Or is this civil rights movement a facade? Because how you go to court talking about you got our people, that's like fighting a wild goose chase. Wild goose chase. You just heard it yourself from Dr. Clark. He told you, said, hey, this ain't working out the way y'all saying. Y'all after the wrong people. And it's true. You after the wrong people. Without a doubt. But won't admit that you after the wrong people. That's the part I don't get. You know, you have, where's Dubai at? Put me in Dubai. I should be getting free house and everything. Now, they still doing this today. All you got to do is watch the movies. Half of the slave trade, guess what? You got to be joking. You got to be, don't you think the universal income is a charade by now? If they're going to tell you, you don't have to worry. You got to follow these rules. You don't have nothing. But we're going to rename it now because they want to make sure that you go along with this fully. They're going to say it's reparations. It's so easy to see this. Now, the second one, before I bring y'all in, this is a small one here. The police dog. See how y'all don't even realize that they smooth. They very smooth. They knew that it's going to be a problem with the police. They doing all this shooting. Every day there's a shooting going on, and they're going to say it's the guns. Not that they letting out psychotics. Oh, no, they ain't going to tell you that part, how they purposely letting people out. On purpose now. So they can start some shit up. Now, I don't understand how cash and carry, cash bail, then they got people on these talk shows. Didn't y'all realize that Fox had to pay Dominion? It's almost like, wait a minute. So you can't say what you want no more. That was proven this week. Nobody paid attention, though. Oh, we can't pay attention. We got too much stuff to watch. I know we got the NBA. Hey, but you got to stop one thing and say, hey, I got to look at what's next. What are we going to eat? Because once they turn that stuff off, you know, you're looking for something else. It's like a magic drug. Now, they done did a lot of killing. I can't say what's next, but I have to play this right here before we put y'all on the air. Because the police dogs are real. AI is real. And while I'm surfing this board looking for this, oh, here we go. I found it. If it's real, context is going to be even worse. Going to be even worse. If they did the test run already, de Blasio. Now, I want you to hear the reaction of people. Now it's real. But we played this before. Everybody was like, it's real now. They are able to be on the police force. RoboCop.
I've never seen nothing like this before in my life.
Now viral videos show, for lack of a better term, a robot dog joining the human members of the NYPD's response to a domestic dispute inside a NYCHA building in Kips Bay Monday.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. It felt surreal.
344 East 28th Street Tenant Association President Melanie Ocello shot one of those viral videos on her smartphone and compared the scene she witnessed to something out of a dystopian movie.
It scared me.
The NYPD told Fox 5 the 70-pound four-legged robot equipped with cameras, lights, two-way communication, and artificial intelligence, allowing it to move on its own, remained on standby Monday while human officers arrested the suspect and charged him with criminal possession of a weapon.
I think it really speaks to the skewed priorities of their leadership.
Senator Brad Hoyleman, who represents the district where this incident took place, thought deploying the $74,000 robot dog anywhere undermined police community relations, but especially in a public housing complex where residents might already mistrust the police.
They deserve policing that is humane and human.
The NYPD reminds us it's used robots in hostage and hazmat situations for 4+ decades. This marks at least the third time it's deployed one of these robot dogs, a device the department says is still in its test phase.
This allows the police department to function with minimal risk to officers involved, and the tactical value of that is immeasurable.
In February, John Jay College of Criminal Justice professor and 26-year veteran of the NYPD, Keith Taylor, spoke to the potential of this technology. Hoyleman wanted to see the money, time, and energy spent on the robot redirected into efforts to build better trust within the community.
Budgets are a statement of values, and when the NYPD deploys a $75,000 surveillance toy.
I don't understand, like, why?
In Kips Bay, I'm Matt King, Fox 5 News.
They don't know why, but now, that's old. The new one, just go look it up, everybody. New York City Mayor Adams deployed them just 3 days ago or 2 days ago. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all ready for some more? I'm going to put y'all out in there now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all got the planes. Automatic, we see it's a sham. Reparation, we asking the wrong people. We getting something, but it ain't really reparations, y'all. And then secondly, here it is. We just said this. All y'all on different programs said a year ago, this was discussed. Now, they are the reality in the new world order. 8554, let's work with this.
Oh, shit. Okay. The reparations piece. Now, a couple years ago, I think I shared the story with y'all about the reparations program that they initiated up in Evanston, Illinois. That's a suburb of Chicago. That's mm-hmm. where Northwestern University is at. So what they did, they implemented a quote-unquote so-called reparations program for the black residents up there. But see, here's the thing. They didn't get any actual cash payment. What happened, the people that were quote-unquote deemed eligible, they set up a fund where they would get like these funds or help or assistance, financial assistance with home repairs, back taxes and purchasing homes and stuff like that. But the thing was, the actual funding came from marijuana sales from the marijuana dispensaries, which wasn't a whole lot of them up there, and mm-hmm. The property income taxes if it was worth over $1 million. Otherwise than that, the people wouldn't have got it. They wouldn't have got what they got. And so we got to think about
scheme.
This reparation.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. A scheme behind it already. You go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. So it wasn't, you would think initially when the program started, oh, they're going to get money. No. Basically, for home repairs, assistance with housing, whatever, but you weren't going to get the actual cash money. Now, with the whole robot, man, Thomas been talking about them robot dogs for I don't know how long, but think about what we just heard in the clip. Now, what really sparked that whole thing, which is stuff was coming anyway, going back to the whole George Floyd situation, oh, we got to reform, do police reform, defund the police and all that. That was the green light to implement those robot dogs.
Yeah, that was it. That's been said. I've advocated that on everybody's been saying it. That this dog stuff was in the movies. We watched it, but now when we see how many years this has been in development, now they're coming out with it. They already had it tonight. Like I said, tonight, those of you on this show, with R2-D2 looking, they're getting the friendly one out, and then they're going to get ready for the dog. Everybody loves dogs. Terminator one would be out. Hopefully not in my lifetime. I just hope that don't happen, but go ahead. We don't want to see the Terminator one.
Wow.
I don't know.
But I mean, we're looking at different aspects now coming to fruition with the mm-hmm. so-called sustainability thing and the Great Reset.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like a religion.
And
huh?
Just like now, you now going back to the whole racial makeup of the numbers of African Americans, the population, who's passing up black folks. I've seen that in Chicago because, especially with the whole implementation of the immigration piece, all the different immigrants coming into the state and the city. Yeah, blacks was getting outnumbered by Hispanics, Chinese, and Asians. And it's like the last time, if you go back in Chicago now, it seems like that whole Asian population is exploding now, along with the
that's
Hispanic
what I'm
population.
Asking. That's what I'm asking. Is this part, because you heard Clark Anderson say, it's a validation that they put in white. I know they put in white because on applications, some groups have learned this is a
but
secret
see, that's
way.
Under the banner, once again, that's what the sustainability thing, that's under the banner of the city sanctuary state paradigm. People thought, oh, it's just Mexicans. No, it's not just Mexicans using that premise to come over here.
Everybody's using that premise. Let me get some more out here because we about to get in here because, like I told y'all before, immigration, the new thing is they're coming after your credit score. They got to put you in the credit score.
let me get my let me say this before you go to the next caller. I don't know what we're gonna talk about later on. What's that chick name from Arizona? The state rep. She turned independent of cinema. Now
yeah,
check this cinema. Out.
She put that thing out.
I'm gonna read this real quick.
Yeah.
Right. 884. Now
right.
It says this article says that these intrusive, invasive attempts to digitize humanity and reduce us to a QR code always come with the same sweet sounding selling point. It will make our lives easier, more convenient, more safe and secure. We will even have more privacy, according to Cinema assures us. Cinema, it's important to note, was present at the 2022 Bilderberg meeting and at the 2023 World Economic Forum meeting at Davos. She's quickly becoming one of the darlings of the global technocracy movement, said according to Patrick Wood, editor-in-chief of Technocracy News and a resident of Arizona. Quote,
yeah, I put that,
she
I
is
got
emerging,
it on
right, she is emerging as one of the most dangerous women in America, according to Wood.
Now, y'all look it up. Her and this, and she's an independent, and the chick is Cynthia Loomis, is a Republican of Wyoming.
Right.
Had this bill. Y'all better go. It's called the Improvement Digital Identity Act. I told y'all we only bring on the fact everything we talk about. Gotta better go look
but
it
see,
up.
But and another thing because, that, but, that the argument yeah. with Democrats. I'm not saying all Democrats are doing it, but you can't leave the Republicans out pushing this whole global agenda too.
You can't. No way. You can't leave them out. I just gave them name, and we're gonna continue to get name because they're the Rhino groups that's in this party. Let me get 16661. Go ahead, jump in. I'm going to bring y'all in. Try to get the flow going because we're going to get – go ahead, 6661.
Hey,
go ahead.
Your brother, Great Donor. What's going on with you?
Going on, Jack Bauer on the scene. That's who's on the scene, Jack Bauer. Go ahead.
There he is, man, 24. You can't even make it up. What we're heading to now is right now we're definitely in reset. This ESG movement, environmental, social governance, they have this thing called energy poverty. And see, that Inflation Reduction Act was basically the global Agenda 21 bill, climate control, everything. And they're doing away with gasoline vehicles by, they say 2030, but they're talking about 2025 at the most. But but this Hegelian dialect that they're using about equity and versus equality and how they're throwing the alphabet crew in there, the LGBTQ plus and the plus is like whatever, and so that basically sucked the so-called African Americans out of the equality or this so-called equal rights or whichever way they headed towards reparation, but the reparation is going to tie into the electronic welfare state within the credit system, like you just said. But you know, the one heartening thing, what really hurts my heart is to see these young youth all across our good cities like that. That are creating all this chaos. That are you're basically destroying your economics. You're basically pushing us into the AI factor because now no more stores. The people are not going to want to come back to your communities when you really need them to come back and put their own monetarily economic yield in your community to help build it back. But you're going around destroying
cursing your own land.
And now you're going to push us into the AFA where you're going to have to do transactions on the internet, and who can afford a computer? And that's why I say the energy poverty movement through ESG, social credit score.
Your phone is going to be used as a computer all day long. And
somebody's got to be paying these youth. Chicago, Oregon, Georgia.
You're going around, Chris.
Somebody got to be paying them, and not just the prosecuting DAs. Somebody's got to be paying these youth to just intentionally go out. It's like,
members.
Yeah, hotel, appreciate it.
I'm going to go with that for a minute. We'll take the next call, of course, because I want to keep this flow going with y'all. That's a good point. Are they people being paid? Maybe not all every youth, but, you know, you give the whoever the ringleader said, hey, we got this job, they want to go in this area, blah, blah, blah. You know, you front the money, make them feel good. Boom, boom, he just
Bones.
I'll tell you one thing, though, now.
People are here in Memphis. They're scared to even go downtown to the basketball games now because they fear of getting robbed.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I've seen the reports. I looked at what's going on at the same time. There's a lot of events going on.
They're talking about gun control. They're talking about gun control. But you put the criminals in the element. When I saw the COVID and then the mask requirement, I said, man, this ain't nothing but a setup here. The criminals could be in the environment.
Look like the first to me. I let the criminals put on face mask.
The criminals in the mask.
And the
criminals in the element anyway.
Hold on. I got some more calls. Hold y'all. Hold tight. Mute. I got 3364. I got 1300. I got 9927. I'm going to say this. The purge on this weekend. They got the purge on. And I said to myself, I still ain't got the answer from Buffalo. How did Biden know to go to the same street? Wyoming at the corner of Moselle. He went to the church that the Purge movie was in the movie in. So I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
633. We don't tell y'all that. I think we forget. We got amnesia. They Alzheimer's is at all hot. They are chemically doing some things that's not making sense to us, but it's going to make sense soon. Think about it, y'all. 3364, vindication, baby. All day long. Let's do it.
Hey, you hear me, man? You hear me?
I got you. Yeah. Loud and clear.
Because there's a lot of static, man. A lot of static on everybody talking, man. But, hey, man, y'all niggas going to get reparations? First stipulation. We're going to give y'all $5 million digital money. Y'all go downtown to get that shot, man. You get that shot, we're going to put $5 million in y'all account, you dumb niggas. Okay? You get that shot. That's how it going to work, man. I keep telling y'all that's how the shit going to work. But, yeah, man, that robot dog, man, that shit amazing. They'll make that the 102 Dalmatian, man. They spanked that motherfucker like a Dalmatian, man. That shit funny as hell, man. It's going to be running down y'all niggas in a minute like Jumbo Say, man. I love him, man. Jumbo, man.
Hey, that was pretty. I was cracking up. I said to myself, I said, did Tubbo say he wanted to chase the people down the street? I said, I thought about that.
Chase them down, y'all niggas, man. Oh,
my God.
I know that, bro.
I said, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And the mayor called it Snoopy, man. The mayor called it Snoopy. He's a little called Snoopy.
Called it Snoopy.
Oh. This shit funny as hell.
I couldn't believe it. I said myself that. Go ahead.
But, I'm going to tell y'all who the punk ass is, man, on the goddamn planet. You know who that is? On punk motherfucker, I can't stand to see his punk ass.
Who it is?
Boy Mike Pussy Ass Pence, man. Trump put a hit out on his ass. He still gets to drop that Mike Pence, man. Anybody vote for that? Every time I see that motherfucker, it looks like something on that cartoon, man. What that cartoon with his hate, man? Mike punk ass Pence, man. He need to go somewhere
Mike
to hide, man. If I see him,
he's
ain't
scary,
shit,
man. He look like Lurch.
Yeah, shit.
He got the Lurch.
Yeah, he
look
like that motherfucker on Dale on our
the
King of Hill, man.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's a character, y'all. Now, I hope y'all realize what he just said. Mike Pence, look at the state of Mike Pence coming from. And it's a very strange history there in that state, too. And for that to happen, like you said, January 6th.
Indiana.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, a lot of stuff going on there. Indiana played a major role back in the day, y'all, with the KKK. And I want y'all to look at that history. Don't believe me. But just look at that history of that group when they became, because that's where they were having their major conventions that was in Indiana.
Indiana going through Chicago, man.
They definitely had
their... I asked them about some grit, and they look at me like I was crazy, man. I hated that state, man. That's the worst state I've been to, man. Redneck. Everybody look like ghosts, man. Devils. So anyway, I'm going to be quiet and let everybody talk, man. That's all I had to say, man.
Yeah.
But that robot dogs, man, I love this shit, man. I love this shit,
yeah,
right
now,
here.
I'm going to go with that right there because, you know, it's like a movie. Mayor Adams, y'all. If y'all have ever seen Escape from New York with Snake Plissken, Isaac Hayes plays the dude. If you cannot tell me this cat does not personify that character, and he is an ex-police officer, that shows you it's already in play. He's an ex-police officer, so let's not play with ourselves.
One more thing, man. It's going to get scared out here in Atlanta, man. If you dumbass mayor want to build this police fucking damn cop city, man, $90 million in the black people neighborhood, it won't let the people stand up and say if they want the shit, man.
Now, Georgia, part of the black communist, if y'all look at the slides today. The slides today, I got the Georgia as the belt. Put yourself on mute if y'all making too much noise. Y'all come back, let's put yourself on mute until I get everybody out the queue. Then we can hear clear to everybody. If y'all don't realize Georgia, that's the black belt, y'all. It's the king. It's the capital of Region 4. We're going to keep saying it. It's the king. All a lot of jurisdiction go there. So I don't want to tell y'all. That's why I played the voice of Atlantis today. Atlantis. Atlanta. Come back to me. Because they about to bring it up. They about to bring the rise. Now, I'm going to ask y'all some questions, too. I got 1300. Let me get all y'all in before I bring my guests out here. Because we're going to kick it hard when he comes. Hard. So 1300.
What's going on, my brother? Just trying to come into the digital building. Click me
Get into the digital,
hey,
baby.
Great conversation. I'm in the background. But, hey, did you hear about the Biden administration are trying to now come after people for free speech violations? So they're literally, like, jailing. What's that name of that one?
Uhuru.
They took old boy to jail because he told them that this whole Ukraine thing is a hoax, and he said something about the Chinese and all of that, and our war with Trump, what we're trying to start with China, and they arrested him. Man, it's to the point to where now your free speech is being violated. There's no such thing as that in America anymore. And if you're quiet about this and you're going along with it and you're going along to get along and you're soft on corruption, especially with this Hunter Biden laptop thing, man, I mean everybody in that voted for this administration should be upset because your vote was swayed and your vote was persuaded to vote a certain way because, you know, they told you about, you know, Trump being the boogeyman. So they never said that they was going to do anything for you. They just always use fear tactics. And I love what you were saying about Saudi Arabia and what's going on with the Arabs. And if you go back to, well, anyway, Saudi Arabia in 1932, they combined both of the crowns of Hejaz and Najd. And they started their kingdom. 1945, they were the founding members of the United Nations. And in 1991, I know everybody remember this, Saudi Arabia forces were involved in both bombing raids in Iraq and in the land invasion that helped to liberate Kuwait. So, and now they're joining with Iran. The Saudis are what you call Sunni Muslims, and the Iranians are what you call Shiites. And they were like religious enemies. They hated each other because they had different religions. And now they're coming together.
That should be
eye opening.
Hold on. I got one more in the queue. 992. Now I'm loving it so much, man. I'm loving that so much because me and you talk all the time on this topic of how people don't overlook it. Hold on, we talking now. Me and my best friend talk. You say a lot of stuff that we've been kicking it about, and yet no one talks about it. Look, our people still believe that the dollar ain't going to fall. They have no idea it's connected to Saudi Arabia. I mean, what's your thoughts on how they don't even know the dollar connected to Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, like I said last week, you're going to have to find some other form of legal tender
for your employer to pay you with, because your money, you let him pay you in a worthless currency. I digress.
Yeah. Okay. Let me keep it going. We around the clock. I got 9927 put you in here so we get everything. I see you right there, my brother. I see you right there. I see you on time with this. We're going to make it happen. 9927.
Oh. Resurrection, everyone. Grand Rise.
Resurrection.
And all
Grand
of
Rise. All the good. Go ahead.
Right now, I'm going to hold. I'm going to pass on to the next person because I'm kind of busy with mom.
Okay. All right. Do what you think. Okay. Much love to you. Just mute out. Mute out. Just mute out. I'll bring you back. Let me go to 7696. 7696. Okay, brother, he's there. Okay, we good.
Hey, that drop on, brother D.
Brother D, what's happening, my brother? Much love to you. Bring it on.
Hey, how you doing? I'm listening. I came in a little late. I'm catching up. I'm going to put myself on mute.
Okay, put yourself on mute.
Okay,
let me say, okay, so. Go ahead, put yourself on mute. Eric, put yourself on mute. That's fine. Much. That's what I'm saying. Love y'all for all that.
Hey, boom.
We're gonna take you. Who said? Yeah, we got
can
you
I,
coming in right
can
now.
I share
go ahead.
Some?
Yeah, go ahead. That's what I'm bringing y'all in.
I was watching something on Redacted, and it hasn't been brought into focus yet. But what they were saying that Russia had test used one of their supersonic missiles. And it penetrated a bunker like 300 feet deep, and it had like over 300 and something UN officials and whatever. That whole Ukrainian operation, they say it's over with, but nobody ain't saying nothing about it. I just want to see how far, you know, how it's going to come in and play and what's going to come about of it, but it's over with. Hotel.
Well, I'm gonna go with that. We did mention that. So it's talked about,
yeah,
but not talked about.
I said.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad you brought it because it's talked about. And then we stuff like us really be like, damn, this is deep. But we said last week when we was talking about the so-called whistleblower, and again, you just heard earlier. Dr. Claude Anderson mentioned what African country, Sudan. You see they're about to evacuate. They're about to go into Sudan, everybody. Look it up. So right now, Sudan is right where... you just heard earlier, y'all, you said religion. One thing he just said, Dr. Claude Anderson there, said earlier, he said religion wasn't really on color at all. It was religion. And so basically, we're trying to figure out... with the people out there listening, what are we really following? Because it seems to be very abstract.
We're following corporations.
Yeah. Well, of course, so the corporations seem to be gods on earth now. Now, this is what this so-called Democrat Party and Republican claim they business and everything, but they all in cahoots, as everybody should know by now. This is probably the last election, if it be an election. I'm about to tell the truth on this one.
Right next to Ethiopia, man. I don't want to hear what Sean Kennedy. That shit is like some Cain and Abel shit, man. Two brothers going at each other, man.
Hey, talk to me. I'm just telling you why I'm looking at conflict, and I got a clip for later on after we get all this to the highest noon. What Africa's saying, because Africa ain't talking like y'all over here. I can tell you that right now. I don't know what intelligentsia we getting, but they got their own agendas that y'all seem to be overlooking. This war over here is somebody else's agenda. Why Ukraine, everybody? Now, I'm going to play this little clip tape before I'm looking for my man and get him on here. But they love us chasing the dog. Check this out.
Our country's built on the rock of liberty,
and we its people must keep it free. It is for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness,
free from tyranny.
phrase wag the dog has entered the political and media lexicon as a way of describing that strange sense we sometimes have that what we're seeing on the news is not what's really going on. The movie Wag the Dog, directed by Barry Levinson, was a breezy exercise in paranoia, an uncanny reflection of the time in which it was made, and also a permanent reminder of our willingness and ability to be fooled.
The Gulf War, smart bomb falling down a chimney, 2,500 missions a day, 100 days. One video of one bomb, Mr. Moss. The American people bought that war.
Mm-hmm.
War is show business. That's why we're here.
How could anyone fail to be seduced by a movie that has Robert De Niro in a beard and bow tie, Dustin Hoffman doing his best impression of Bob Evans, the noted Hollywood producer, Woody Harrelson as a manufactured war hero, Willie Nelson as some kind of songwriting guru, and Kirsten Dunst as an aspiring actress playing a young Albanian peasant girl.
All things God, when this goes national, I get to put it on my resume?
Actually, no.
Because, like, what is it, a guild thing or something? I mean...
You can never tell anyone you did this.
What could they do to me?
Take them home to your house and kill you.
The president.
The film is hilariously funny without relying on any broad gags or obvious jokes. It's kept in motion by Mark Knopfler's witty score and by Barry Levinson's light touch.
Haven't had this much fun since live TV.
Wag the Dog tells the story of a Washington fixer who recruits a Hollywood producer to stage manage a phony war to distract public attention from a presidential sex scandal in the weeks leading up to an election.
In the final days of the campaign, has the president changed his tune?
Thank heaven for little girl.
The presidency is about honor.
Now, 8 months after this movie came out, in August of 1998, President Bill Clinton testified in the Monica Lewinsky investigation and then, a few days later, called in missile strikes against a base in Afghanistan. It seemed to many people at the time that life was imitating art, but nothing is ever that simple.
Wait a minute, he's not dead. He's alive. Like that.
The historical coincidence of the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal and the release of Wag the Dog creates a great temptation to view this movie literally as an expose of what was going on in the 1990s. But to look at it that way is really to date the movie, and maybe, if I may mix metaphors, to put the cart before the horse. Because this is an evergreen satire about the relationship between politics and entertainment, which are not like a tail and a dog.
Now, I had to put that in there because I just want people to think a minute. Isn't it strange that the same area of the Wag the Dog with Bosnia and all that, and how that war came out, the same type of Ukraine and Hungary and all them countries they was bombing back in them days. They claimed that Saddam Hussein was going to kill them with chemical gas, and they came up with that war. And all we seen was these bodies and a glory. Now, I'm not going to say, but I just want you to know, Hollywood made a movie like that. If you ever see this movie, it would freak the hell out you that you're watching art imitate life. But we're going to bring somebody on. I got him in there. I told him we're going to bring him on time for us because he said he would wake up for us to do this because we just got together on that, just on that. I read the thing. I said, man, Brother Campbell put it beautifully. I like how he put it. He out the great state of Ohio, and that state still suffering from the train wreck. Let us not forget, just because it's not in the news, that these things are now hampering his state as well. But for him to come on and been pretty much a vindicator, man, with the technology and different things that he has told us about, this is something that I think we should better think about how we can reinvest with the solution. Now, Brother Campbell, you with us? You got you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you loud and clear. Now, when you put this together, man, what was your thought pattern when you start looking at the demographics? And to see that this is something from the almost like this, let's just say our grandparents' era of this going on to now is still going on. What's your thoughts, first of all, that, you know, for you to bring this out?
Well, first, Dragon, thank you for having me, brother. I really appreciate it. You played Dr. Anderson, which is one of my mentors. I gave him this whole pathway after reading Black Labor, White Wealth, and Powernomics,
yes.
Listening to his speeches, brother.
That's
he
right.
Laid it out. And what he's talking about with this, it's evidence of what he predicted a long time ago. Nothing has changed in terms of our percentage of ownership in terms of wealth in this country. But that black disparity data is just clear evidence that white supremacy has and their solutions that they put in place are actually effective. They're maintaining our population on around 13% or less. Hispanics now, because they can come across the border, they outnumber us. And so we are in a real predicament where the racial wealth gap is around 80%. It's just huge. And no politicians, none of our institutions are offering a plan to address this. And so that's where I saw the opportunity to say this, to talk about a solution.
And now from that solution thing, I'm going by the premise. And those you want to follow him on, if you got the WordPress up and something that you can go into from that, I like how you put the, you say, since the days of Marcus Garvey. And I'm saying, man, you know, you think about how long we talking about, just if we just take that premise, man, Marcus Garvey to now, we still don't have an economic plan. It is quite frightening and kind of mesmerizing that, you know, with all this greatness. So yeah, that was your thoughts like mine. So tell me, from that dichotomy of that time frame, and you being a part of some groups, and you know a lot, where do you think these groups fell off at? So we can find out, like, how do they fall off like this? That they can't put a congruent, organized movement together. Go ahead.
Well, again, that's the beauty of the strategic collaboration between Sigma Phi Fraternity, the Boule, and white supremacy. Boule members are integrated all of the black Greek fraternities and all of, as a matter of fact, they founded them, the civil rights organizations. So the whole leadership structure, their members are positioned there. When you talk about the Congressional Black Caucus, their members are there. So they strategically inserted themselves in positions of leadership throughout all of our institutions to ensure that those institutions never function in terms of the uplift and empowerment of black folks. And so when you look around and see the Urban League producing a State of the Black America report every year, right? No solutions to that. When you see the NAACP running around trying to put out fires or trying to address issues when the grassroots people get upset and demand that they are supposed to say something, do something, you have them making a statement, but no solutions, no action plan. That's by design. So even the churches, the religious institutions, the ones that we give money to, you know, they're on this prosperity, raising funds and buying jets and buying mega churches and mansions, all of those kind of things. All of this has been strategically designed. They have been doing this and engineering this for over 100 years. It was a Boule who tried to even assassinate Marcus Garvey, you know. So they have been working against the interest of black folks while giving the illusion that they and their wives are in positions of power to actually help black folks. Jim Clyburn, the congressman of South Carolina, and Benny Thompson, the congressman from Mississippi, the Cup of Jackson and the Delta, two of the poorest districts where literally nothing is happening for black folks. And these Boule members sit in Congress literally in powerful positions, but absolutely nothing but maintain their folks in objective poverty. No solutions, no plans, absolutely nothing. And that's part of the problem. We're looking to them thinking that they're going to help us, and they are not, and they haven't. So we don't judge elected officials by their ability to solve problems, or we don't look at disparity data and say, what is your plan to reduce this. What is your plan to reduce the babies that are dying at a high black infant mortality, or the black women that are dying at a high black? What are your plans to solve the problems related to black folks? We never challenge.
Now, we don't challenge it. Now, we got some very bright intelligentsia people. I mean, in the tech world, all through all fields, we cannot say that ain't there. Is this say this fraternal order feeling that we all know exists in everybody's culture? If this group is able to like utilize the black folks for their common goal, they gonna get something out of this, obviously. So if economics is still the key, like you say, if economics is still is a gap, that, because even with a billionaire group of black, we got a lot of blacks now who are billionaires. I mean, a lot. I mean, close to billionaire. I mean, some of the richest people in America look like my uncle, cousins, you know, family members. So are we going to say now, because this is where we're going to go with where you said the solution, if these entrepreneurs with the capital to give and create new ventures, if that's hindered by anything, that could stop the whole growth of black America, because it seems to me that the banks are not giving us the same loans, because that's where the white supremacy come in that you talked about. The white supremacy comes in these banking institutions, to me. And I want to hear your view on that, because if I've been told that I got a house and the equity ain't the same as a person who is white in the same zip code, we got to address that today, everybody, because people are selling their houses now and can't get the same amount that other groups get. Is that on purpose in your thinking for division, or is this, you know, because it's got to be divisive for this to even be going on. So how do you see that divisive, especially by the groups that portray it as being helpers to the black community? Because the black community do not get the best loans, in my opinion. What's your take on it?
Yeah. I think the solution that I talk about, we've got to connect the dots, right? We have those institutions, and many of them, we have to find the ones that are serious about our uplift and empowerment and include them in this plan, the ones that are not boule-run, so that we know the sabotage won't be there. And if none of the 10 major black-owned banks are willing to step up and be a part of this strategy, then we have to begin to create our own banks for implementing this strategy. And the solution that I talk about is that in the past, black folks owned professional sports leagues. And we own basketball leagues, race leagues, golf leagues. Now is an opportunity for us to literally compete by creating our own leagues with teams. So what I'm proposing is to create a black professional women's basketball league that competes with the NAACP, the NBA, as well as the WNBA.
Right.
And so the opportunity is there, especially with all of the social media, all of the context, and then you only have about 12 teams. So I'm proposing to create about 24 teams that are black-owned, because these billionaires, these black billionaires, and these black multimillionaires, many of them are trying and begging the white leagues, the NFL and the NBA, to let them own teams, to putting together groups. But these leagues are not necessarily interested in it. Michael Jordan has one with the Charlottes. But these folks are
Magic just got a team, I heard. Yeah, Magic Johnson, I think, was buying the team. Yeah, yeah, I heard he's going.
So I think
he
owns a women's, he owns the WNBA franchise. And the Dolphins. So Magic is getting into, but there are lots of folks who want to literally own a team. And these teams are the cities that I'm proposing. These teams don't necessarily, other than some of the major ones, have WNBA teams in them. And the opportunity to partner with black farmers to grow the foods for the concession, to be able to support try all of those. When you think about the opportunities,
well, now what state do you think would be, because for people listening out there that has ideas of, because there would be like a what they would call a satellite team, where like, for instance, like they do the Arena Football League, how they got people, entrepreneurs to go and invest in that. Now, you are absolutely correct, and facts do matter. We had a lot of that. Basketball, you know, they got the Harlem Globetrotters movie coming out, who came up to be the greatest Knicks. So we see that there was a thing of the integration of the wealth from how the Negro Leagues, from baseball in the early days with Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars with Richard Pryor and Billy D. Williams had them great movies back there. James Earl Jones and all them had them great show to us to watch that era. I do my own research. I said, man, what a great era it was. Then I start to see they started collapsing the revenue of these leagues. So here again, now I start to look at how people handle it, and again, it was like almost like a made integration had to happen. Now, I want your view on this too, because I've seen integration kind of a strange thing that they actually forced on blacks and white, because whites wasn't for it. Blacks was confused, but not really solely for it. So this making us have to integrate, then give up all our revenue that we would have been fighting to eat at Grandma May Bakery. We put all that into fighting for a corporation lunch counter. So could this be, you're pretty smart brother. You see this as kind of like a corporate bunch of bullshit, because we were more wealthier at the period you're talking about, where we had all that. I'm looking at you what your essay said makes sense to me. We had all that. We had our own ticket sales license. Now just think about if we had been able to marketeer all that power you said in this era that I know you're absolutely correct about. For sure, that look how rich we would have been. So what better group to come in and usurp that talent, bring it into their own organization? The problem I see is the dysfunction was, where was our civic groups saying that's a bad idea? Where was our churches, the same groups you say? Where was our Masonic fraternities? Did they think this was a great idea that we gave up all our wealth to eat at lunch counters? With just to say we ate with white people, that to me is the biggest question in our whole history. Go ahead.
But you have to remember now, you have to remember when I say Boulé is integrated in all of these organizations, and they were operating under white supremacy. So the whole strategy was, I don't think people were looking for integration. They gave us integration as a solution. I think people were looking for equal access to their treatment. And protesting exactly what was, we had our own, but the leaders gave us integration. White folks were not stupid. They're like, we're not going to let you keep all this money. You close yours, come on over here. You close those schools and close. We can control your minds. We can control the wealth. And again, if you follow the money in terms of the strategies, they have always been about the money in terms of ensuring that, because when you have economic power, that is a threat to them. When you can compete with them, that is a threat to them, because they understand the genius and creativity of what we do in terms of innovating, in terms of sports, in terms of all of the things. We literally have innovated every major spring league that we have been able to get into, where it's based on talent and not having some, you know, like a machine or a car or something like that. But we still are competitive. And so from an economic standpoint, these black billionaires and black multimillionaires, and I'm also including or allow organizations to pool their resources on one of these teams. So you can have some of the Greek organizations and some of the churches involved in this, because if you're going to have an economic empowerment vehicle for your communities, you got to have the support of those folks.
Now,
and
the present structure.
The buyer team is part of that, and these teams are going to be located strategically in states where you have a significant Black population and an opportunity for wealth creation.
Now, let me ask you something, because in order to do that, that same, they would be like farm league. Because what happened is, what we're actually saying, and from what I'm gathering, because you bring up sports, and I do like sports, it's going to be hard to not do, but it's going to make a farm league type of thing. Because the only way right now our people can actually, we utilize all our power. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. Now, our people are now able to make money, like the girl who just won the LSU. You see how much money she making? She rolling.
Yeah.
She in the million range just by using technology. Now, to me, technology, because you are have inventor status of different things, you should, this technology now, in the direction it's going, what do you see? Because the job market is changing. So basically, NBA people, these type of people, are you saying like maybe we should like have virtual? I'm just going to throw this out there, y'all, just because we're talking this. Because what's happened is the old cliche now is, okay, we're going to start these sports teams. But these people already is endorsed them so entrenched in our neighborhood that it's hard to pull them out. Because guess what? They got that revenue. So my thing is, we used to have church teams. That's why I don't see how we, like what you're saying, there's no more church leagues. There's no more leagues, period, that facilitate to the youth or the generation crowd to keep it going. Now, I don't know what cities you have, but let's take that premise, and we'll come right back to all y'all thinking out there. There's a group out there. This is going to take a few minutes. You stay with us. They don't know about the Boule and what this brother's saying. And I want you to know, he's bona fide telling the facts about the whole thing, but I just want to add some flavor before we come back off this little break. I cannot, me and him both are students. I am. I'm sure he is too, because he mentioned Clark, of Dr. Steve Coakley. Coakley was one of the baddest out there. Coakley is a man that I said to myself, and I had the pleasure when we first did shows. I was getting info. Y'all know I got the shows when he was getting somebody rescuing him back to hell because they tried to kill Steve Coakley, y'all. Back in the day, because he was telling it like it was, and it's amazing. He ain't with us right now, but I have to be a tribute to the dead at any time. We almost at high noon, so what I'm gonna do is just let y'all know. If y'all know who the Boule is, just 3 minutes, you'll figure it out.
Hey, welcome to Southern California KPFK, Brother Steve Coakley.
Hey, good evening, brother.
One of our great researchers that have exposed the Boule, a phenomenon that most of us in the movement never knew about until you came and brought light, took the sheets off of these Negro Klan members and explained to us what the Boule is all about. So what we'd like you to do is tell us the history of the Boule, who the Boule are, their origins, and the relationship to the ruling class.
Thank you, brother. I would thank you. For hosting me and my friends here, and appreciate you and all your company. Everybody's excessively intense, and that is the demand of the day. This secret society, this particular black secret society that we'll talk about today, is the first of the black Greek societies, started in 1904, and that word that you said, Boule, is actually an acronym. It's a Sigma Pi Phi. Sigma Pi Phi, 1904 in Philadelphia. And for most of our people, we are not prepped to the responsibility of secret society in the American society.
Mm-hmm.
And this founding constitution, this illegal criminal enterprise, was a Masonic affair. And a masonry is a form of secret society. There are other well-known secret societies like Skull and Bones at Yale, of which this corrupt president and his father were members of. And it is that society that the black society modeled itself after. So when they wrote their first history book, The History of Sigma Pi Phi, by a very noted black author, university president Charles Wesley, who wrote the history book for the Elks, the Prince Hall Masons, National Council of Negro Women, Alpha Phi Alpha, and Sigma Pi Phi. And as a result, in there, in page 28 of its first history book, it noted that it wanted to be like Skull and Bones at Yale. It was right here in Los Angeles at the Good Life on a Friday night. If you remember this time, the NAACP had a convention here, and LeGrand Clegg and Marla Gibbs were accused of making inflammatory statements.
Working with Dr. Graham's book, The Mannequin Light Motif.
Yes. That weekend, the Boulay was meeting here, July of 1990. They were having their twice every other year, convention, biannual. And it was a front page article in the L.A. Times by Karen Grigsby Gates, who denoted that these elite black men were meeting in Los Angeles at this time. That was the first. I remember sending someone to the car to bring it in, and we read it from the stage of the Boulay on July 18th, the day the story appeared, front page L.A. Times. And I thought it was unusual that the L.A. Times knew of this society, and I didn't know of them. Now, for our audience to understand, I'm starting off trying to explain to black people the impact of international policy groups like the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, when the bankers began to take over the American cities in the 70s, New York 75, Cleveland 77, Chicago 79, and here in California they used Proposition 13 to suck up the surplus out the budget, and bankers began to take over from municipalities the governing of the cities. Mm-hmm. And as I was scratching, I could not figure out how was there such black complicity in this centralization of worldwide power, the New World Order. On the dollar bill.
I'm gonna leave it there. I said 3 minutes, but I gave you a little overtime, brother. Now you know we chasing some heavy duty stuff when we talk on this. So it's a pleasure to have you on here as well. Our host, Brother Charles Campbell, entrepreneur, inventor, activist. Let's go with that premise. Now he brought that out there in 2000. You know, I'm just getting feet wet. Not realizing he got older, and I was able to be a part of that myself. I feel good about that. This shows back then and had a talk with the time. So it's beautiful. But go ahead.
Yeah, sunlight is, as I say in my book, sunlight is the best thing. People need to know about these folks. So yes, that you know when you know you're talking to one of those members, you know that, or they're in your meeting, you know they have a different agenda. And that agenda is not about you and your empowerment. They will take every opportunity, I think, to sabotage or derail or deflect or offer some kind of solution like marching and protesting, non-economic solution. But again, when you know who they are, because most of the time they will be known as a cat or Q or Sigma Iota or Beeson. They have a dual membership a lot of times, and that's what they hide behind. But you don't know that all of these folks and their wives are connected, and they operate as a group, and they are some of the richest black men in this country. But they are operating specifically in collaboration with white supremacy and the Skull and Bone, the Phi Beta Kappas, those elite white organizations. I'm not talking about them just with the Klan. This is above that. They are operating with these people in power, and the people in power help keep them in power and in leadership of the black community. So when you see them, and folks you can recognize, like Jesse Jackson and so many of the other ones that are in these high-profile positions, and you see no results, then you can understand that
they're
there. And if you look, and what I say is, like, we have to begin to look at our disparity data, that black disparity data, demand that our leaders solutions in place that address that kind of things, those things that quantifiable happening within our people. And if your leaders are not talking about the disparity or displaying it, I even challenge organizations, and particularly my organizations, to put it on all of our websites so that people and our members of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity know that. And,
right.
And
you went to Jackson. Because you went there.
So that's part of the challenge is that a lot of folks don't know exactly what's happening to our community, and we don't know who these folks are. We are going to asking them to solve our problems, and that is not their intention to solve our problems. So I wanted to also mention.
Go ahead. No, I said you wanted to mention. Go ahead.
Well, the cities, you know, this, and I'm talking about a black. And the name of it is Black Women's National Basketball Association. Four teams, four divisions where you have the North. In the North, you're talking about Harlem, Cleveland, Detroit, St. Louis, Columbus, and Cincinnati. In the South, you're talking about Tampa Bay, Birmingham, Memphis, New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, Miami, and Nashville. See, in the West, you're talking about Tulsa, Watts, California, Reno, Nevada, Fort Worth, Texas, Austin, and Houston. And in the East, you're talking about Philadelphia, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, and Newark, New Jersey. So you're talking about a lot of cities where you have a significant black population, and you're talking about being able to compete at a high level. And there are even some of the big guys have tried to buy BET. You've got TV1, you've got Bounce, you've got some other folks who are looking for the ability to have live sports to compete in the marketplace.
Now, I'm going to tell you what they're going to say. Hold on. Let's go with the script because I want to make some clarity to the because people say, oh, yeah, but, okay, you did have Ice Cube had that NBA thing out there that was
the big three.
Well, the big three. People thought that. I don't know. But I started looking up his money game, and I noticed, I see the white brother with him, and I said, okay. And I see where the money game coming from, so I said, well, he may not be able to make it. I don't know if they cut him off, but they did something where they cut him off. And so I'm looking at all y'all who are looking at all this, and then you got the XSFL, The Rock, major money maker invested in the XSFL. Plus you got the USFL still going out there, so if y'all know that, that's still out there. And the women thing. Now, let's deal with what you said with the women. Makes sense to me in a lot of ways. The women are under attack. Basically, we're going to get into that later on as we deal with that. But for them to have this debate about, I think it's section, something 13, where they had this put in place to diversify between male and female sports. So you might be able to get funded from that if y'all want to say, well, how could it work? Well, a lot of females now are feeling like they're being under attack by males who want to be women now on paper. See how paper, how powerful paper is in a pen. They can write down some shit and it actually becomes codified with some support. Now, how do you think about that? That might make sense. Now, if the advertising for this would be to get women to, say, stick up for their own selves, basically, in a lot of ways, and then also, where's the black celebrity athlete who not only went through racism, Althea Gibson and all of them had to go over to Germany and be really looked at before they was received highly. I have a problem with today's females. They ain't even sticking up for these women. And I see a white woman out there now just made history of going to court and all this stuff. Something's got to change. So is our black women part of this Boulay thing? Maybe that's why we don't see these high-level black athletes not saying this is not right. I would think that or is it? Let me ask you another question. Is it they already playing with men and now it's out? I mean, how's that work in your mind?
I think from the thing I'm looking at in terms of closing the wealth gap, I think.
Right.
The opportunity exists, and the people, particularly in the black community, who want to own a black sports team, that's where the money is going to come from. in terms of them buying a team. When you talk about 24 teams, if a team costs, say, around $10 million, you know, if you get 24 of those teams, you're talking about $240 million.
What would be the price of the team? Let's just say, for instance, hypothetically.
So again, what would be
the price of the team?
I think what I'm looking at is a minimum of about $10 million to start.
Okay, so basically.
It'll be based on the marketplace you're in, because if you're talking about Harlem, New York, versus, say, a smaller city
look for
like
y'all.
Tulsa,
put yourself
Oklahoma.
On mute. Put yourself on mute, y'all. I can hear you. Put yourself on mute if you're making noise. I don't know if that's you, brother, but put yourself on mute because I hear movement. I'm trying to make sure we can hear you clearly because I was making sure you say. Now, I don't know. Right now, I'm gonna tell you my thinking about. What's your thought? Now, you in Ohio. Let's deal with some things here. It's a lot. What's the black population in Ohio? Is it big?
I don't know if it's more concentrated in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus.
You mentioned
so
Cincinnati.
So
Cincinnati would be a pilot city for you in your area. Now, let me ask you something.
Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Right. So those would be pilot cities. So that's where you can see if that pilot city worked there, because basically there's a lot of capital and people there. Now, let me ask you about this. What's the vibe before we take go into another segment of the show? What's the vibe of the people in Ohio since that train wreck? And you're talking about the government. Is funding coming there at all? What's y'all hearing?
Well, I think the people in East Palestine are still upset about it. They've got a lot of support from outside people. The governor is literally saying that he wants to hold the EPA accountable. The EPA is saying one thing, but again, they're not looking at all of the chemicals. They're not releasing all of that. So it's still not a lot of transparency. And these folks are getting, you know, attorneys filing lawsuits, as they should, to literally figure out what's going on. Because I wouldn't trust anything that was coming out of the government saying that we are here to help and we are doing the best that we can. Outside people have come in and looked at that and said there is still chemicals in these rivers, in the water supply, that needs to be addressed. And I think they are right to ask for greater transparency, independent people to come in and evaluate what's going on rather than just accepting what, you know, officials are telling them.
Now, let me ask you, because you also got, because people are like, no, this ain't the first time you've been on the show. You've been with us for a couple of times now on this. And you do inventions and some solutions. Now, I'm thinking now, with the tech world, what banks, because you have some of your ideas about, what you said about water, they are talking about able to draw it out the air, predict water. I mean, they got some technologies out there. How would one want to put something like what you do into the marketplace, and then give some information before we take some more callers and get back onto the next segment we're going to do. Tell me how we could, you want to do some of the things you have come, and then how they can get involved with the newsletter that you have that I was able to see. I think others need to see it because there's some good stuff on there and so forth, and then we'll go into some more parts of what we're talking about. But go ahead, give a little bit of how they can get involved in some of this solution.
The blog is writers89.wordpress. So it's a WordPress blog that I share. But my company, Allen Hydro Energy Corporation, has a lot of the technology solutions that I'm talking about, clean energy, clean power generation, climate mitigation technology for floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, wildfires, all of those kind of things I've been talking to folks about.
Whoa, my goodness. You said water. You see what happened here in Fort Lauderdale? Did you see Fort Lauderdale? Did that came on your news up there?
Yeah, it did. It did.
Unbelievable. It did. Could not, I mean, to think that they could not pump this amount of water out, and it's not even hurricane season, y'all, got me kind of thinking too.
Right. You know, if you saw the news about Sudan, If you saw, saw the news about what's happening in South Sudan in terms of the flooding there, that is what is literally going to happen all over the world. ABC just did news did where the rainy season is about to come, and the last flood water from the last time has not gone away. So it's going to even get worse in terms of all now, over the world where this flooding is happening, but it's not going anywhere because of the rise of level. Same thing in California. I had these five major atmospheric rains now that have literally created flooding there. So this is happening all over the world, and we are not talking about how to mitigate these kind of things. And,
now,
and for folks who are looking to compete.
Go ahead. Folks looking to compete. I'm gonna hear that.
So folks who are looking to compete, mitigating some of this some of these disasters is where the opportunities of the future are going to lie. If you can figure out how to try and stop the wildfires, the flooding, or to protect people's property, the tornadoes, all of these things that we're seeing are going to get worse. And if you are in the business or trying to create solutions for these kind of situations, then therein lies an opportunity because it's global. It is going, and you're going to have a conversion where you're going to see this, and it's almost happening now where every week you're seeing some kind of major disaster around the planet related to what is happening, from wildfires to the climate change, to the flooding, to hurricane season. All of these things are going to devastate poor people, like like what happened in Mississippi and Rolling Fork and all of that. It's like poor people do not have the ability to bounce back as easily when your property is destroyed. And
well, this
FEMA
is where,
coming in.
Right. You don't want FEMA, though. Yeah. The federal government is using FEMA mostly. I'm seeing now as almost like the Gestapo, your stuff, instead of giving you value for what was deemed to you through all these so-called propagation laws they have for the citizens, all that. Now you live in, you've been saying this for a long time, and I'm glad you've been saying, what's the immigration concept? Because here's where it relies, where if you're gonna let the border be open, and what's your thoughts on, because Black folks don't understand economics either. If we think of that, we go get areas that now, I thought back in the day we could get the areas that we once had. I'm going to say this. Y'all tell me. I'm going to let you speak, and I'm going to see across the country. I once thought, oh, man, we get our stuff back. But I'm seeing such a flood of people that those areas are now almost 40, 60, about to be 50-50 in a minute. What's your thoughts on how that is probably the death blow to Black America, period, is immigration? What's your thoughts?
Well, it's redirecting resources. Mayor Adam in this park is complaining about spending a billion dollars additional on immigrants that being bussed up from Texas, right? So Texas and Florida are sending immigrants to New York, and New York is spending all of this money, and now they're complaining to the Biden administration that they need money. All of these funds, all of these resources, when Black folks were needing housing and help, they say we don't have no funds. But then you find funds to redirect resources that normally should have been going to Black folks who have been saying they need help. But now those resources are going to immigrants. And so the immigration is not the friend of Black folks when particularly Democrats are redirecting resources that should be going to Black folks, but they are saying when they don't have those resources or intentionally through the racist policies not offering those kind of resources.
Let's go there. Because I want you to realize that when you say something like that, of course, people might say, you're right. Now, that we're not saying that the Republicans ain't in cahoots, but you're saying the actual figure that we see that's actually promoting this openly is the Democratic Party. Like, we don't see it as that, but
yes.
The Republican Party is not really saying saying the same thing. Like, I never heard the Democratic Party say, we're going to help black folks. We need black folks. We're going to help them out. We're going to give them all this. The Republican Party don't ever say it like that. They like entrepreneurism, all this other stuff. But let's go with this Democratic Party, because the psyche that we're dealing with, me, you, and everybody on this line practically, is most our people percentage-wise. You said you deal with percentage. Let me hear you tell them, because they won't believe me. But let me, in your own mind,
democracy.
You think is Democrat, is the black population mainly what? Democrat or Republican? That all you have analyzed.
Democrat. So
okay.
they flipped to the Democrat because you know the Republicans took a different stance, you know, at that. But democracy is
okay.
A numbers game. It's a numbers game. And so if Hispanics are coming into this country and Democrats think that they can get those numbers so that they can win more elections and control
the population, control the population,
Right. Well,
so basically,
white supremacists is looking at that also and saying, no, these numbers can replace us.
But ain't that white supremacy? Is that white? But hold on. Ain't that really like white supremacy?
It is because
on their own people too.
Because they're looking at the numbers. They're looking at the
right.
numbers, and the numbers are telling them that they're not having as many babies, so they got to stop abortion.
So, hold on.
They got
so
to stop white women having abortions.
Right. I'm with you with all that. Let's go with what we got. That's what I'm going to go with what we got. He said 60%. So I'm saying white folks, now this is everybody before I bring you up. I never took none of y'all off. I appreciate y'all holding so long. I'm about to let you unleash the Helios. I'm saying that you ain't, but the black folks are not complaining about them killing babies. Black people are not really complaining, saying, oh, man, I'm upset. They ain't saying none of that. So they already believe you okay with it. And if you are the number one contributors to Planned Parenthood, obviously, I would assume you are okay with that. If I was a politician, if I made a policy and y'all are complicit with going along with it, you got to ask yourself, wait a minute. Should I be blaming them? Because I'm showing complicity by going on. Now, let's look at the equity thing, because they're using different words. I'm going to bring y'all in a minute. I bring everybody back in. Good times. Now, that's the one show Norman Lear made the daddy stay in the house, even though that was not the norm. See, that was not the norm, supposedly, in good times. Was not the norm.
Right, and then they got fed up with, you know, that character, you know, because, you know, he wasn't, you know, didn't want to become the weak person.
So they killed them all.
And they had
they
to get rid
all.
Of it.
They killed them all.
Again, white supremacy plan is, when you look at the black infant mortality rate, the black mass incarceration rate, when you look at black women death, when you look at the gun violence, the white supremacy strategy is working because it has maintained black folks at a 13% population for a very long time because of the white supremacy policies that have been put in place.
They put in place though. But come on, we got the first solution is we're gonna have today, y'all, because we're about to bring y'all in now. It's that time. That time, everybody we gave everybody. Let's get into what has been said today. But Charles Campbell, always welcome on this program. We're gonna play some stuff to go reflect what you've been saying, and want to hear from you today, because he can't say no more than what he's been saying. He said that the black woman, if we killing the babies, that means involuntarily we're going. There's no guns to our heads yet. Yes, it could be something to our brains that we don't know about, but there's no guns to our physical. So for us to be the biggest contributor to Planned Parenthood has to be evaluated psychologically. If white women are being told they don't have enough babies, just from what we all said in this conversation, I hope y'all been analyzing what we talk about and marinate. Yeah, we talked about that they trying to kill themselves, but yet somehow they still got themselves at the highest. y'all got to say, is that how could that be? If they saying they losing the population, and we still got them as 60%, it's everywhere. Could this be made up? Because think about it. How a group that advocates killing of white people as well. Right now they're talking about we can't produce enough. Then how are they maintaining? Is it what? Through interracial marriages? Obviously that we see that on TV. The question to all y'all now listening is, if you participating with, it's okay. And he's talking about Shaq and all them got money. They invested in teams and so forth. They got the WNBA now. They realize we haven't paid them nothing because now they're going to get paid great because they gave up the sacrifice, which was the Grimes lady, man. I don't know what she is. I mean, because some people say, man, no one comes back to me. I ain't seen no private parts, so I can't say shit, but speculate is what I'm doing. So right now, are y'all ready for the Helios? We're about to open up the mics now. Now, but the camera stay with us. Or jump in on anything, but I want people to talk about what we talked about with you first and foremost. I mean, if they killed each other, y'all, they ain't got the big population there. How are they able to maintain themselves as, or is this another made up facade by immigrants saying they white? Which one? Somebody jump in, anybody scream.
I say all above. The immigrants saying they white, they interracial, trying to save themselves. I mean, it's any means necessary. Any means necessary. Although my man X said it, if they took it and ran with it. So now they're using any means necessary to save themselves. You know, and if they got to have people come in integrated talking about their right as a nationality when they know they're not, then that's just like, that part right there is the title. So they're using that title.
Anybody agree with that? Anybody agree with that right now? If you do,
let me say this, because now I'm coming from two perspectives, brother. Now remember, I just left here from Chicago to Memphis. Only been here 3 weeks. But check this out. I pulled out the census data from 2021 as far as Chicago. Now it says here, as far as Chicago, Illinois, 36.1% is white. 32.9% non-Hispanic white, and 3.2% Hispanic white, 28.5% black or African-American, 6.9% Asian, 1.1% Native American and below. Now, Memphis, total opposite, 62-64% African-American, 27% white, then everything else falls above. But the thing that's bothering me is, as far as the killing, the same killing you having on here with Memphis, especially with the young people, is happening in Chicago at the same time. So yeah.
Is that now?
Something.
Now, that's, something hold on. Is this the microchipping?
That's
now?
Mind control right there.
No. What kind of mind
control?
Hold on. They already took a shot. They already took the shot. Most of our people have taken shots. Have taken a bunch of shots and don't know what we took because they don't like to explain to us. And I'm not saying we should go berserk because I said that you need to just say this one pandemic that they're about to bring back. They're about to bring back. I hope y'all see that's why I say I wonder if they really realize that they're about to bring it back in another form because they're saying to themselves, okay, they did the experiment. They did the experiment. They said what didn't work now, what will work right now. What didn't work then, what will work right now. And we already
see that. Did you hear about Jamie Foxx? He said he had a massive stroke. They finally came out and admit that it was a massive stroke. So, hey, I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to land my plane.
Now, somebody
Sister Akilah wants you to open up her mic because she's been pressing the number one button. It ain't working.
Okay. It's always let me see. Let me see here. Everybody got this. Where's it at? Oh, dear. It was on. Everybody got time. I left everybody in there. Everybody be in there. Go ahead, jump in, sister, because we got to get you even up with my other sister there. Go ahead. 1-877-1-877. All right, are you in there? I got you in there. I don't know if you got the mic or whatever. They should probably mute. Okay, now, all y'all out there, your area, just like my mayor area, he said, you heard what he said about Ohio. You got a first report. Ain't nothing happened. Imagine that was your area. Now, I'm going to tell you, Fort Lauderdale is imagine it now. Just in case you didn't get the news, the flood insurance is having problems now. If you, because they all, everybody's stuff was destroyed. The whole street is now with furniture stacked up high to be picked up. Unbelievable amounts. Now, whether our sanitation department can handle it in Fort Lauderdale, we don't know. But we know one thing. We had gas shortages. Unbelievable here. Anybody know I ain't making this up? That was strange as well. Being that now I realize it's the Port Everglades, all the oil coming from there, no other reserve, that cannot be true. So I watched a couple things because I like to get now to the magic of what's going on, what we talk about. It's going to be hard for our people to open up banks right now because you don't like to give nothing anyway. See, God now, the truth God said, come on and tell the facts now. No matter how much it sounds good. Oh, yeah, I'd love to see it. Believe me. But what happens is the people being taxed too much. I just told you people with good credit going to be penalized under the Biden administration. Under it. Nobody upset about it. So they okay with it. See, that's the problem. Then they say, well, upset. Upset, well, how? You know you're not Antifa. You know you're not. Other people getting paid to be that. Y'all regular citizens trying to live a good, decent life. And yet, y'all watching them let criminals out that you know around your kids. That's why I said when they said you're going to eat your kids, they knew it. Who would not want somebody, kids getting shot and killed. Look at the one who got killed in New York. Ain't no love for her because she got killed and it wasn't the profile. They got to have a white cop kill us for the NAACP. That's part of the agreement. They ain't coming out for nothing less than a white. And when it's a black on black that the cops are in, they going to make sure they're going to figure out a way to make it sound like it's white. But that's the only
Tyree Nichols' family is suing the city of Memphis for $550 million. There's that 55 again.
Yeah. All that going on, that was done by black cops and this unit that they called the Roamers that was going on. Now that the Roamers are roaming around, see, that's what you don't get, everybody. See, the thing about people, they try to act like they think.
Oh, you mean the Scorpion Union.
Yeah, Scorpion Unit was out there doing their thing, but that ain't nothing new. Just think about it, everybody. If you know violence around and you got the money to keep yourself safe so you can go to your events and all the things that you control, you're going to do it. That's what that was about. The same thing. That came from, the 1800s, where they was going after the bureaucrats and stuff, and they had their own groups that would fight. This ain't nothing new. The problem is it's new to you because you think it's new, and that's why they're able to exploit it because it's not new. The people doing it is your own people, your own family members, family, friends, people you go to. You got so many people that will participate in anything to get what? The Almighty Dollar. But now that the Almighty Dollar is dead, it's dead. Nobody even talking about it. I don't even hear the black community acting like they know it's dead. How many of y'all know the dollar?
Ben Crump, and
what the other one named? Lee Merritt. Oh, they're the biggest exploiters of the black community. They come in with that little finesse game. Everybody think Ben Crump and them guys like that are like the type of attorneys that come in and fight for civil rights.
Yeah.
These guys are what you call settlement attorneys. They don't get paid unless the family settles. So in order for the family to settle, they got to sign off on a settlement with the police unions.
Right.
Ben
Crump
is
late. They ain't getting nothing.
And you got a gag order. Then you got a gag order. You can't talk about it. They'll gag you. I ain't gonna go there. They'll gag you up. Yeah.
Oh, civil rights movement. Civil rights movement is nothing but a symbolic victory movement. We need tangibles.
Tangibles.
We need tangibles as a collective group of people.
Now, what do y'all say tangibles? I'm gonna go there because I see that it's coming faster than hell. There are means to stay lucrative in this. Everybody, it's not a doomsday thing. Remember, think Wizard of Oz. When they unveiled who the wizard was, he was a diminutive man faking with technology of the day to deceive people. And I want y'all to think today the same way. Deception is a very powerful tool, even if you ain't got an army. You can make it look like you got one. Now, how does it look, everybody? We about to get real today. Everybody should know. Africa is dealing with the Chinese. Everybody should know this by now. If you don't know this by now, you don't know what's going on at all. China, and I'm going to play it for you because I told you how I knew. We're about to get deep. I hope y'all ready to go to the next level with this. China and black folks in America ain't realizing that who China is. Your credit score, you think Biden thought that up? That our credit score, remember how happy you were to have 750, 740, you bragging, ma'am, you know what they're going to do now? Y'all ain't even talking about that. That's going to show you the calamity going to come so fast when they bring in the IRS with weapons. Then you'll wake up, obviously. That's going to happen. I hate to say it, but I have no choice.
Everybody, drop on. Everybody missed that article about 2 years ago that showed that the IRS was buying up all the 9mm rounds in America.
Yeah.
That's why you couldn't get no 9mm rounds out of the gun store because they were buying them all up. I know I was looking for some for about 2 years.
Somehow the IRS got weaponized. Weaponized now. They weaponized the IRS. Now they're gonna put New York. Gotta get. That's why they're fleeing. Now those of you stay in New York, that's why y'all gonna be called escape from New York. I hate to say it like that because it sounds crazy, but they talking about if you got back, you won't be able to even go interstate commerce. And some of these radical thinkers, y'all better look up who's radical. Oh,
they trying to put Buffalo back in COVID. They doing the hot, the cold, the hot, the cold. They testing the nanotechnology with the cloud tech. They tested all of that stuff right now. ASAP, as I am speaking at this moment. From 70 degrees to 80 yesterday to 40 today. So they're getting ready to make people sick, to fill up the hospitals. They want the gas company, utility companies to get a little bit more richer and tell you, I ain't paying none of that. I don't care. I ain't paying it. I'm not paying it. So therefore...
Right.
You can spend all the bills you want to because I'm not paying. They're not going to cut it off. When I'm telling you this, this is the truth. They're not going to cut you off.
Because they got laws that they can't cut you off. But they could cut you off in a storm that make them have to say, oh, I'm sorry.
Right, to kill you. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
They'll
oh, now, are y'all ready
they'll,
for this?
They'll create a storm. Kill you.
Okay, we're going to go with Harp soon.
Nano control, because these are the weapons that they're testing. Everything is an experiment. Just like they collapsed the NYC, the parking lot, so that they could test the weapon, the dog weapon out. So that was a test. All these things are tests for 2030. So that they can have everything in place.
It's before 2030.
Smart cities all hooked up with the AI.
I think it's before that.
Hold on.
You're absolutely correct, but I think it's before that. I think they're using 2030 to keep us thinking, oh, man, we got 5 years, or we got...
They're doing it now.
They're doing it now. It's already happening. Don't be waiting. Ain't no waiting. They're getting it in place. They're getting it in place. If you ain't around by 2030... Now, that's another story. All right, y'all ready for this? I got to play this. Africa. Just go to show you that somehow the disconnect between the Pan-African movement in America ain't the same over there. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the old heads lost their power or the Airbnbs over there. I don't know what they lost or anything, but I want you to hear what Africa have a conversation. And guess what? They got a woman as a representative. I want y'all to know, look at the women billionaires of Africa, the women billionaires of Africa, and y'all come back to me after that. I want to hear how that could be if they so poor. And this ain't happening. Y'all lying again and again. Got to stop. Pan-Africanism, y'all better come to the table soon. That's another group that got to be looked at. They put them on watch. They with them. Add that to your thing, brother, of organizations. Because how could you not tell us this? This is they thinking. Two damn war that's going on. Where you at, Pan-Africans? Right next to Ethiopia, who runs the World Health Organization.
Well, you list here in one of your articles where you make reference to these rating systems, the bottom 10 countries for doing business in the world: Chad, Haiti, Central African Republic, Congo, Democratic Republic, South Sudan, Libya, Yemen, Venezuela, there's a lovely example, Eritrea, and Somalia. And so there are three exceptions in the African ecosystem.
Yeah.
Mauritius, Rwanda, Kenya, South Africa, Botswana, and Zambia. You pointed out in your prospectus, is it prospectus article?
Yeah, prospectus article of
Right.
Institute.
Right, mm-hmm. That Mauritius is a rising star, and Rwanda is in some ways comparable to Georgia. So some of these countries have started to get this right.
Yeah.
And so what's the consequence of that? And what does right mean?
What they have understood, what these countries have understood, is that economic freedom is at the center for prosperity building. Rwanda, for example, Paul Kagame, the president of Rwanda, is explicit about it. He said he wants to be the Lee Kuan Yew of, he wants to be the Singapore of Africa, and Lee Kuan Yew is his model. Now, the dirty mouths are going to start shouting, oh, yeah, see, authoritarian, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Me, I want to talk only about the on the economic side. If you take Lee Kuan Yew and Singapore as your example, then it means that like him, you're going to have to be serious about economic freedom. And that's exactly what he did. That's what Singapore did. When Singapore figured that out, they went on to put in the right reforms to make their environment the most, some of the most business-friendly environments in the world, one of the most free market environments in the world, and you saw the magic of Singapore. Today, Singapore is richer than its ex-colonizer, Great Britain. So when I hear people telling me today, oh, Africa is poor because of colonization, I'm like, please, let's move on from that. Does it have maybe a tiny percentage in where we are today? Maybe, and I don't know. But I know it's not the cause. Because if it were, many countless countries have been colonized before. And by the way, colonizing one another is humanity's history. It just happened that maybe Africa has been one of the last, you know, colonized region in the world. So in our psyche, it is there, and it acts like nothing happened before to others. But flash news, it's the history of the world. We've been capturing each other back and forth, all of that. So anyway, but the truth is, Singapore, richer than Great Britain today. And then Hong Kong happened. And then because Hong Kong happened, China even today happened. Because China's like, wait a minute, what went on over there? And then China went on to do the exact same thing with its SEZs, the special economic zones, some of the most free market zones in the world. And then look at it happen in communist China, who, when it comes to economics, decided that we're going to do the free market, we're going to be capitalist, because that's the only way. We tried everything else. We killed hundreds of millions of people, and we have nothing to show for it. But now that we're tired of being disrespected members of society, because guess what? That's the other thing, too. You want to be respected in this world? You're going to have to be among the prosperous ones for other reasons. Would it be nice, G, that we respect people just because? Absolutely. But that's really not the world we live in. So when China got tired of being disrespected, they're like, maybe we've got to build also some prosperity here, because then they're going to hear us. And today, China, being one of the, you know, being where it is at, even Hollywood, who tries to tell the world how to think, is being told by China what movies to make and how to tweak stories and history in order to be palatable for them. You see the power that comes with being prosperous.
The consumer price index is...
Now, you people did not know the laws that she talking about was in your hands 4 years ago. Every one of them. Prosperity. Make it easy for people to come back since and after. Y'all in America went against every one of them things that Africa is now going with. Now, y'all get on the lines and talk some real facts to me on that one. 3873, you on a Helios.
Can we go now?
Hello?
Can you go? You in there? I don't know what number it is, but your number obviously is a drop.
I'm in it on another line.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't know why. You unmuted it and it still didn't work.
Yeah.
When I was calling earlier, and the brother did talk, he did talk about the population of the white people. The brother in Illinois, he is absolutely 100% correct. If you listen to Malcolm X, back in the 60s, the blacks represented 25%. And there's no way that we could be only 13% if there's only 3 million blacks. Kids has been killed since, you know, abortion, if those numbers are right. And the white population in 2045 is going to be drastically reduced. So I don't see that how we are really only 13% of the population. And I just want, and when that guy called in, he definitely helped me out with that. But I just wanted to know from that brother called when he did his report, where did he come about, you know, such a low number?
That's the number they got. I was going to brother, are you still with us? He only giving what they're giving out as fact. We saying, we looking at the facts on what we've been saying to the program, that it's strange that a group that want to kill themselves or say they can't make produce babies still in power. So we saying it may not be them, but go ahead. You feel the same way, brothers? Like, can you feel that is a convoluted 60%? It's not really accurate. What's your thoughts on that? Because I thought about that too. You hear me?
Yeah. These are numbers that I when I did the research that pulled up. I suspect that our population is higher than that, but I know that the white supremacist plan of black infant mortality, black women birth, mass incarceration, and giving our youth guns and drugs is aiding their plan of reducing our population or maintaining it at that level. So all of those things are working together.
No doubt. Now, I like that because let's look at the both plans that the sister said, you saying, and I agree 100% that it's like you can't take that element out, that they give them a percentage of where we will kill ourselves through their plan plus other natural ways that we do between killing each other. So if we kill each other, take that out the equation, this amount that we kill each other, then put in their factor, it does look like we following an agenda just based off a cycle, analysis that, we're going to, and they don't get excited. Now, I want y'all to realize what y'all both saying, the same thing. They don't get excited till a white person kills one of us, but it has to be the police or a white person shoots us. Now, a white person just shoots this young boy that we just seen in what state was that? I can't think of the state, but the young teenager boy, the bright future, shoots him going to the wrong house. Now, I got to wonder, what, going to the wrong house, what is, are the people that scared? Now, if we that scared, I want to ask y'all about out there, because you mentioned something earlier, Brother D, there in Chicago, Tennessee, both town, Twin City. It seems to be, and y'all listen, Brother, go for you, Brother Hot, or Brother Charles. Are we becoming that scared of our youth that could possibly, the youth coming, or somebody coming to our house that may be youthful looking, but, look kind of dangerous too?
Are we scared to let them use our phones now in our house? I have to ask the question. You know, you got to wonder now. If I let somebody come in, feel comfortable, you know, I don't know because we at that era. What's y'all thoughts? Somebody, Brother D.
The Memphis police is looking for a teenager. This just happened yesterday, y'all. A Memphis teenager got into an argument with an adult in the house. They didn't release all the details. He shot and killed them and ran. This happened yesterday here. And
is that a point where
the news media is feeding us all bad news. If all the bad news you see are black folks killing each other, you know, from a white standpoint, if a black person shows up at your house, you are on edge. Especially someone you don't know, uninvited, you're thinking there's already this psychological fear of black folks. And if you are getting a heavy dose of all of this black murders and every day fed to you, it feeds into that fear.
I agree, 100%. Now, that's media. That's why I said when I seen Fox,
but now, let me say this real quick. I have to find that story. What they're doing here in Memphis, they're actually doing the opposite. I'm not saying the stuff's happening. They're trying to hide it because, see here, let me say this. They're trying to hide a lot of those crimes because most of the crimes that are happening in the downtown area and around Beale Street. People are scared to go down there now because of the crime. And so what they're trying to do, they're trying to cover the stuff up to continue to get that base and go down there and support them because that's the economic base down there. It's the restaurant.
I got you because they hurt. You hit it at the end. Hurting businesses. Now, let me ask you something. I didn't hear from y'all on this. Brother, what's your thoughts on having good credit? Somebody make a lot of noise. Could y'all just put yourself on mute if you got to do a lot of noise? That's all. That's what I mean. Just say, hey, mute. Brother, ask yourself and ask all y'all listening, what is it, and I do got you coming in 1069, you next. 1069, you next. If we allow the youth to be betrayed by this, and these are our children, these are our offspring, these are young kids. I mean, these kids got to be like living still with their parents, man. So I'm thinking they're paying the parents through universal income. This is my psychotic mind running now. And through universal income, it must be something. I'm telling you, something ain't right with this. I mean, these kids are not of the age where we had our own crap. We rented an apartment and some shit. These people going to somebody's houses. Now, I don't know who. All I can say is strange. Now, second thing, before I bring the call in, I want y'all to think about this now. No one said anything about if they're going to penalize our credit score. And you heard Africa said that China is coming in smooth. How do you think a police department now could be Chinese in America now? They got one. Now, I've got to ask y'all some questions now. Are y'all sure y'all understand what a revolution is? Because seems to be like it ain't nobody looking up how they done it to the river. This is like a playbook. When you read, you be like, this is a play. This shit's so easy
but
to see.
But is it really China? Is it Israel? Because I sent an article on the feed yesterday about the police chief here in Memphis being trained in Israel a couple of years ago.
I'm saying?
They could be working together.
I can't say they're not. Obviously, China... since the Kung Fu days of us watching Kung Fu on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were the only one that could kick the white people ass. Bam, boom, boom, bam, boom, boom. They were kicking white people ass, everybody ass. So you got to wonder who will make this as you get older and thought and say, man, look what they was telling us. Look what they brought Hop Singh over to Bonanza. He could have easily poisoned them.
Right.
Are y'all ready for some more helium? We about to put it on y'all. I told y'all AI is here. I'm gonna tell y'all now. I don't know how y'all can let this go by. Anytime somebody put on a robot, it got the right to kill you. This is done, y'all. That's what I'm telling myself. I don't know if I'm in the twilight zone for real. For us to be so cool with this, that they gonna, you know, and you say, what are we gonna do? I mean, it is a daunting task. It's more daunting than trying to make a business now. Now I'm gonna tell y'all, the economy gonna
quit. Drop on.
It's getting bad. The economy getting bad. I hear the economy getting bad. I don't know what nobody does on their own time. So don't. I'm not worried about nobody's finance. I said your own local area. If you see decline in your area that don't seem right, you need to question some things and make sure you okay, because it could be one of them things they setting up. Go ahead, Brother D. St. Louis, go.
Hello.
Who said something? Brother Caddy? You said,
okay.
Go ahead, Brother Caddy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, hear me. How y'all doing, by the way?
Yeah, man, always good. Go ahead, always. You're welcome, always. You know that. Go ahead.
I hope you can pardon the noise, because I'm kind of out in traffic today. But, you know, as always, I listen to the show, and the number one thing y'all tapped on when you said the number 13 as a percentage, then the 13 ties in with the 13 colonies, which is only meaning the 13 tribes of Canaan that were set over here in said positions. They're not the majority and never have and never will be. And if we got to get to the point where if we don't accept these people as being professional liars, and we got to stop relying on the stuff they say, because it's meaningless at the end of the day. Like I said, the most important person on the planet is a black man. That's the most powerful man on the planet. That's why they got him separated from everything. That's why everybody, including a black woman, is against him, because he's the only one that's going to set it right. And the youth out there are mad because a lot of them don't have the fathers, and that's a spark in them that's going to be untamed. So there's going to be, they're going to get the parents. Yeah, well, they're going to have some problems very soon also, because everything is out of order.
Out of order. So, I mean, yeah, let's go with that parent stuff, because you be sending some stuff. I mean, what you see, you said it. Look like some problems coming to me for what you said. It's like there got to be some retribution for this foolishness that seems to be pervasive. Let's go with what you just said with the parent. I mean, if these kids, offspring, whatever we want to call them, are coming from divine parents. They got two people made them that we know of. Black man and black woman made these kids. And these kids are going into like a hornet's nest. I mean, they're breaking into stuff. Now, sooner or later, it's got to be a retribution. So people are going to get nervous. They're getting shot and so forth. And what you think about that? But being that, you know, there's consequences to breaking the laws of God, as people per se. How that work then? I mean, because it seems like we's like setting our kids up. If no one was explaining to these kids that they're being set up, led to the slaughter, how does that look for us as a people?
You know what? I would like to add on that. I spoke with my cousin, my first cousin's son. Very intelligent young man. And we had a talk about socialism, and we talked about communism and how he felt about that here in our country, because he had went over to the Netherlands and he was just so impressed over there. And he was under the impression that socialism is okay. He had such nice, wonderful, positive things to say about it. And I believe that it definitely came from school, because of the fact that you
can where?
That's why well, I think it came from college. Because of the fact that he
he spoke so
eloquent, and he was explaining to me that he says you know, the military is a part of socialism, you know, and I said, you know, and I asked him to explain it to me.
That is true.
Yeah.
Let me throw this in, and that I know we got to get a show together.
The
reason I'm sending out this information,
but that's true though, but because it is a social commonality, and what about that, about the Bible? Don't the Bible send us to me like, what's your take on the Bible being when you say we tribes? Are we like socialism, or are we our capitalist tribes? Are we like able to barter with each other? Everything got to be the same. What's your thought when you say these tribes are going, the black man, what's the black man government going to be like? Socialism? I mean, give me an idea. What you think? I mean, just
okay,
perspective.
So it's hard for me to say socialism, because we have the definition of what these Caucasians are giving us. And it has
well,
nothing
us,
to do with
give,
the Heavenly
give
Father.
Well, give us ours. Give us what you would give us. What they would say.
what our government was is that we had a bond together and stuff like that until we fell apart. This country has always been a black nation. It's always been that. We have been lied to, all the founding fathers. That's why I've been showing you all the images of George Washington. All the founding fathers are black. We only lost and fell down when the Civil War happened. That's the only time. And now we got remanufactured history, which never makes sense because if you can question it, then it's not true. You know, just like they say, like you, I kept harking on what you kept saying, how many blacks served in the Confederate Army? You gave that enormous number. And I'm like, that's the cue everybody needs to pay attention to because you cannot be a slave and join the army and fight against the people who are trying to free you. So you was hitting right there on the point that everybody should stop and just think about this. We are not the minority by any smart means of a stretch.
Right. I mean, I agree. Hold on. Time out. That's too obvious. Everybody know, if you've been around any of these talks for years, Sister Ashwell, I mean, Dr. Ben, common sense, the melanated people is a bigger population base if you go with color. That's not even debatable no more. So let's talk about something that's going to be right debatable. If the Chinese are dark as me, and the African that just spoke, this beautiful woman just spoke earlier, is dark as me, darker than me, and we're still supposed to be the same. That color thing is kind of like not happening in them days. This is new. That white supremacy thing brought that color thing into play. So right now, that should be like almost dead to us because there's black people who are just as ruthless in our midst right now who obviously, according to what y'all are saying, is a middleman for this. Steve Copley said it. Now, let's go with this because I want y'all to get to the nitty-gritty of all this. If Dennis, our own guardian of the universe type mentality, where somebody's got to be the guardian. Now, Disney and all y'all just send me this scientific stuff and all this UFO, and I love ancient aliens. I'm going to let y'all know that. All that stuff out there that we talk about. There's got to be something. Otherwise, this is a hell of a matrix. Because if Africa is telling me from the that goes out there and give me Rwanda. Did you hear she named Rwanda as part of the – I said, well, damn, after when Hotel Rwanda came, they was chopping people's asses up.
Hold on.
You know what's
hey, look up
Operation Crimson Mist, man. That's Operation Crimson Mist. Look it up.
Right. Now, you think about it. They doing all this, and I just want y'all to know. I mean, I'm listening to her. She said they were going – they beat their colonizer. They saying that ain't their problem no more. Now, I'm like, well, how do you go against the Western mind? Because the Western mind, over here, we still got this affiliation based that this is our land, was over there because of what you so-called scholars said in this era. And now we in this era now, we seem to have a problem with Africa saying they with the Chinese. They also with the Arabs because they are Arabs. A lot of Arabs are black as hell. Sudan, Arabs are black as hell. I don't know where y'all getting that from. All I can say is, are we realizing who we might be actually fighting? Because if the Europeans already have given up through the Jewry, Jewish people, the Khazars, as y'all know, ain't got to tell you, it's in the Bible. Somehow, that's why that Bible is very secretive. That's why we got to do another show on this, Brother Caddy. Because that book, it don't just mean what people wanted to mean. That was all the design anyway to put us into the New World Order. Because now we love AI. And people don't realize what's coming. So I'm just going to give y'all a taste of AI. Because I know we're getting close to the end. But it still ain't over with because we went another half hour. I got to remember that. But this it's like Cain making Abel. We making this. Your kids are making this. You put your kids on this. Every day, that phone, everything. Y'all tell me how this going to be with the Bible. Because if God says he going to create a new heaven and a new earth, I wonder who will guard it. After this.
Well, the subject of my talk tonight is about something that is smarter than you are.
artificial intelligence. In fact, a lot of people who work in artificial intelligence believe that artificial intelligence is 1,000 times smarter than we are. It will be moving at speeds that are 100,000 times as fast as we think, and it will be digesting information and data 1,000,000 times more than we can. What is artificial intelligence? There are a lot of confused ideas about this outside in the world. But the answer is very simple. It's one sentence. Artificial intelligence is software that writes itself. It writes its own updates. It renews itself. We normally tend to think of software as stuff that we created and that we wrote, and the machines do what we tell them to do and we own it. This is not any longer true. It writes itself at speeds that we can hardly comprehend, and people who write it know that you can't take it apart again and figure out what it's done. It writes independently, autonomously. It develops its own way of thinking, and there are dangers associated with that. So a lot of people ask, when is it going to happen? When is artificial intelligence going to be smarter than us people? Some people say 50 years. Some say 30 years. Some say 5 years. I say it already has surpassed us in many areas of our society. Let's take, for example, some examples from right here and now, and I apparently have to point this goes. Okay. The examples that we're going to talk about are not science fiction. They're not visions. They aren't things that are going to happen at some point. They're things that exist today, for example, in the stock markets, whether Frankfurt or Tokyo or New York or London. The people you see down there working on your TV show and you're watching it, they're more or less extras in a movie. They aren't doing the big moving. The big moving is being done by high-frequency computers. They move so fast they make, in milliseconds, billion-dollar business. Computers have far succeeded what we can do. In fact, I did a film once about a company that moved 5 blocks closer to the Frankfurt stock market because at the speed of light on glass cable, they saved so much time getting closer to the computers at the Frankfurter Stock Exchange. That will give you an idea of how fast they think and how helpless we as human beings are. You may remember the old pictures of the stockbrokers with 5 telephones in each hand running back and forth, writing things on paper. That was way before yesterday. Computers have taken over this very, very important part of our society, a heart of our financial community. And no one understands exactly how these algorithms function. They used to understand them, but they've been improved by artificial intelligence. I don't know how many people flew in today, but if you were sitting in an airplane, you probably had 30 different tariffs and prices in your cabin because the pricing is all done, same is true of hotels, by machines that are collecting global information, making decisions within split seconds what the price of that airplane seat or that hotel room is going to be. And where it's most critical of all, we're talking about life and death, is in medicine. Computers are better than we are as human beings in several areas already today. We're talking about here and now. This is not science fiction. I'm speaking next week at the Universitätsklinikum in Essen. And their radiologists, who are supposed to be some of the best radiologists in Germany, they say that a computer can recognize a tumor on an MT or a CT, MRT or CT, faster and better and more precisely than a human being can. It's picture analysis, and it's done very well by computers.
Now, question I'm going to ask all y'all, listen, you heard what he said, name it, Germany. Keep hearing Germany. Giving you all the clues. Germany, all of them saying they got these strategic conferences they're doing with all this AI and how they could do, already taking over. He said it's here. We've been saying that too, and I'm not even listening to that. Just think about it. It's here. It's pretty much in my face daily. Is it in yours? The question we got to ask yourself and be yourself when asking it. Let's go with it. Hey, it's here. It's no need to even run and be fearful no more. You can't even run no more. It's already here. The stock market can't be made. You just heard the man say, the people on the thing, Cramer and all them, he says they just actors.
Right.
And you know it's true. Play the game. I'm bringing y'all in. Y'all can fool if you want to. I don't know what to tell you. It's all-day basketball for all y'all in the NBA world. Brother, thank you, man, for joining us. Hey, Brother Charles Campbell, we're going to do it again.
Greetings, Dry Bones.
We're going to do it again. Brother Kwame, let's go with you. Go ahead. Finish it in. Till we go to the next set.
Well,
Brother
you know,
Kwame. Go ahead.
And that was an excellent clip to play on because basically what he was talking about is computers are made to be capitalists. Capitalists made computers. This is what the whole global engineering is. It's about the money. But see, the thing about a computer, it cannot tell. Yeah, it can look in there and see there might be a brain tumor, but you put an apple seed in front of it and says how many apples is going to be on the tree that grows from this apple seed. It can't tell you. Because that's divine intelligence. There's a great difference in divine intelligence and what is artificial. We're looking at, we were talking about, you know, weather warfare is what they're utilizing, the weapon that General Electric did in 1953 and started that by seeding clouds and seeing what they could do with storms. That's the weapon that they're using right now for the global takeover. The thing that we're looking at, and we were talking about population, I've shared this before in the book. It's called Brown is the New White by Steve Phillips. On page 5 and 6, it tells you that every 7 seconds, there is a child coming out of a woman's womb on Turtle Island. There are 12,394 children born in 24 hours of a day. Of that 12,000, 6,000 of them are European of non-melanated people. But in the statistics that they show on page 6 is that there are 6,000 new babies born, but there are over 5,000 of the unmelanated people dying in that same day, where the people of color have 6,295, but only 1,442 die in a day. So statistically, we are catching up. This is what their fear is. We are catching up because already Biden has already said it by 2040, they will be the minority on Turtle Island. They're looking at it. They don't want to face the fact is they're the minority on the planet Earth because basically all people have more color than the absence of color on this planet. What they're doing is making an artificial weapon that they're trying to depopulate as much as possible because the fear is inevitable. What comes around goes around. And what the first shall be last and the last will be first. We are coming back into our power thanks to the divine goddess called the Black Woman.
Now, we ain't going to debate that, but let's go with that. Hold on, let me just ask you one question about this because I don't think that's accurate, too. I always say because it's more people of color. That's what I was always taught, and it is. But how does that, that population, this doesn't make sense to me either because it said that if they telling me that they depopulating their own general, say, we depopulate, ain't going to be enough white people. I can only go by the fact that they telling me that, too. Wow, what validation is this for us?
Capitalism. The capitalism is the key because what you're looking at, you talked about the Black African women that are billionaires. The richest billionaire is L'Oreal's heirs. She's a $80 billion. There are more white women billionaires than there are Black women billionaires. So this is what you're looking at. You're looking at who controls the capital.
Let's do a test on that because I know you that we got to put in now Africa, Indonesia, India. They get in there because they black as us. You can't leave them out because they you got those and you got those these other islands. There's a lot of women billionaires that's across the globe that we don't know about because we don't be looking them up, but they there. Now, of course, the white ones, I guess we could do a look up and see who got the most. I don't know, but all I know is the white women are rich as hell too. They hope that's what Zsa Zsa Gabor, all the Hungary, that was kind of told us during Green Acres when Zsa Zsa Gabor was seems to be they told us this type of stuff, but we didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, but Forbes, you can go. The family can go on Forbes, the world's richest women billionaires in 2023.
Yep.
They have an article. You can go on Forbes, and they list all of the women that are European non-melanated women that are the billionaires in 2023. And L'Oreal is the leading one with $80 billion. She's the heiress.
What? L'Oreal's makeup. So I don't doubt makeup.
Her name is Myers.
One part to your question.
Yeah. L'Oreal is because makeup is made from placentas. Every child that is born today, the placenta is used to make her billions because that's what they harvest to use the protein to make makeup.
Now, I'm not going to debate that because we know, but here's the thing with me, and everybody listening, if y'all are the same, let it be known. I'd say like this. That's something that the women have to say to themselves. If you know, I got taught that this was what the placenta was for. They was using it for different things. Obviously, it ain't new to them because women don't get mad about not getting no money from these people. The women don't care if they get no money from L'Oreal on all the. So that when a man talk about it, it ain't gonna really do no. Just like with the women with the Somebody make a lot of noise. You moving around. Just like the woman who what's your thought about a woman who watched the women play basketball? What's your thoughts on that? Which that would never happen in your era where the women would be. Men will be able to play with women, take their trophies and stuff. I never seen it was coming until I got older. But did you think that would ever come? That now women is being usurped by men. So how's the women supposed to look then? If she's supposed to be the queen, especially the black woman.
Did you ever see any gladiator women in the arenas in Rome in any of their movies? No, you didn't, because that was the source of entertainment.
They were there. They just never showed the whole truth about anything. They had women fighters. Women been fighting since the ancient of time. Africa shows us this, that the women will kill, chop your head off, take it back to the dude. I mean, I don't think it's that deep, like the Africans say. I'm kind of on the African side this time, that we make it a big mountain of a molehill about the slavery stuff and the thing, because if Africa is a heartland today, and they seem to be the main ones. If we look at them all the time, instead of looking at what we're doing here, it's about the bloodline thing. They in the bloodline. They don't try to stop themselves from getting rich. They rich as hell, and they rich in religion, too. I mean, most of them chicks is religious figures, and I want y'all to know this. I'm not saying how you just look up Nigeria. Very rich. Those are some rich countries. The Congo, because of certain things that go on. But I'm starting to look at, because I started hearing black folks all the time wanting to talk about let's go to Africa and this Africa thing.
Hey, man, the Africans got some game. That's what I'm trying to tell Amy, man. She going to get
paid. Right, I just want to know.
African niggas will rob you faster than your black people.
I just want to know, because I'm trying to figure out people right now, because I know a lot of us is hung up on that, but if Africa is showing me, these two African gay dudes, I don't know who they are, but they hang with Jesse Smollett, and they able to get people to believe this and come out looking like shiny armor. Was that some type of conspiracy that they can come over here, lie?
Yes, sir. They got the game, man. Hey, lie.
Hey, and become celebrities, lying for a gay dude. That's not because he got to be gay, but the way he act, he's supposed to be this thing for the gay community. He showed himself as a liar, and the gay community ain't mad with him. Now, how's that look, everybody? Tell me how. Go ahead.
It's a fact that they are number one in the scam game right now on social media, AI technology. They number one in scamming online. Simple.
I know one thing. I looked that up too, because y'all sent it. And again, like Brother Kwame, I'm saying, okay, y'all, you got these
Queen Elizabeth groups out there in Europe, because a lot of people is in Europe. You know, let's be honest, a lot of islands and stuff, Europe, Africans in Europe. I just know one thing. Europe is under attack. Just so y'all know, everybody in Europe ain't not crazy. They fighting their governments without weapons at this moment, some of them, based on what the amount of weapons we have in America. And then we got the nerve to have people in Florida claiming they got us being portrayed as not one. What person would not want to have the power to carry their weapon if these people are allowing people to get out of jail knowing you've been giving them universal income to keep it going? That's how they're doing it. How are you going to survive out of jail without somebody giving you some money?
Hey, Drybone, can I ask you a question? I know they got a lot of heavy stuff going on with Florida and everything about the, you know, the black history and teaching black history and teaching, they're trying to mix the queer history with black history.
Right.
And so that's the whole thing with DeSantis, you know,
right.
But this is my thing. If you've been in the dark all this time about your history and now you're coming into all this new knowledge and all this new life, why would you depend on your open enemy to put your history in their institutions? That's a good question. Shouldn't we be the educators of our own black history?
Our story and his story is what you're saying.
Right.
Our story and his story. These are the differences, because when you let your oppressor give you knowledge of who you are, they can't define what the truth is. They're going to give you half measures. And we stand at this turning point because we have to tell our story as to who we are. Just like you just said, the population of Europe is 512 million to Africa's 1.3 billion. Europe.
Right. Right.
That's
so
right there statistically.
But why do you think we still, after all these years, because you were older than me, not by much, but you heard it first. We all hearing the same thing about, we got this from Dr. Claude, so many come to the town and give us all that ancient stuff about what's going on. And we say, wow, we know now. And you would think it was be permeated into each generation. Now, I wonder if I blame myself that hell. I ain't tell enough people that maybe I didn't, because I didn't care if you didn't believe me at the time, but like, it's so open now.
They drop on.
It's so many people who know that black people was over here. I don't see where the problem is. I don't even know why we have this debate anymore.
They drop on.
Go ahead. Somebody
took it out. They took it out the house. They took the library out your mind. They took it out your house, and they put it in the school. And see, we not getting firsthand account on who the fuck we is and what we done been through. I'm talking about from home. Putting people in school. That's the worst thing that can fucking happen to us. I feel that. That's the worst thing that happened. The school shit. If you ain't teaching how to grow some food, keep your ass clean, and keep your ass protected from the elements, that's all you need to know. All that other shit, you don't need to know nothing else. And everything else fall in line with just them few little simple things. You see, we got to decide by falling for all this stuff out of somebody else's mind. We got our own mind. Everybody got their own mind. But it has to be a collective thought.
Now,
to be on the right path. Yeah. And see, that's what done happened. We even got collected. And we didn't never put nothing in it, you know, to section it off. It's just all jumbled in there and free fall. You know what I'm saying? In that collective. It's not filed. That's true.
We ain't together with the collective. Now, let me go with that because, I mean, everybody got their own area they grew up at. And I know we all seen the area was, but when growing up, predominantly were black businesses in those areas. And through our transgression through life into where we at today, we see a total about change in that. Now, that because of when y'all say the white supremacy, that's where that came in. They figure we could create a class system amongst black people
They know you black. They ain't dumb to black people. They've been around black
but,
people.
But drop balls. And see, let's tell you what happened. They put us through. They put us through that school and made us think
no,
that
school,
somebody was
no,
better
school
than
was the number
person.
One. School number one.
Yeah, that's what fucked it up.
That's what
they brought the trash back to the neighborhood and tried to say, oh, we this and we that, and this is how we should be. And then, we, you know what I'm saying, we was filing for it because they, it was too much awkward, and we don't even need to know all that extra shit, what the fuck you coming up out your head. We don't need to know all that. It ain't keeping no money. It ain't keeping no food in my mouth. No.
Okay, so,
you know what I'm saying?
So,
none of that.
So, hold on, let's go with that. Let's go with it because that y'all trying to say, and I want to hear everybody out there listening. Now, schooling, because we mentioned the Boulé. We got into this with the Boulé. Did you get those in your degrees of college? There's like extra degrees in the education world. Now, we understand that. Now, the question is, they do have a code of work ethics that you, if you are with them, or part of them, they will elevate you in your job. So most black folks, I'm going to tell y'all something so y'all don't get fooled. When y'all go to these jobs, if they got this high level where they have no compassion past that fraternity, they would not do nothing for you. I ain't going to lie to you. So they would,
I can tell you that.
They will hold
that's
on.
Exactly what happened to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kwame. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But what I'm sharing, what Dry Bones and the other brother was speaking to is that we have to look at something. When we began to educate ourselves in this country, when we got the opportunity that we wouldn't be killed for teaching ourselves who we are, what did they do with it? They in turn turned around when we built Tulsa, when we built Rosewood, we built any community that we built, and we started becoming, showing them that we had a greater power because we built this country. And when we did that, what did they turn around and do? They attacked you and reduced you back to saying that, no, you can't do better than us. This is our challenge that we have to do. What we're looking at is what we do and ask the question is, how
now,
will this free you?
Now, but Brother Carl, let me ask you because I don't want all y'all listening, Brother Ray. Now, this history that we talk about was done through legislative law and changing of laws. So basically, we have not really looked upon giving our youth the proper laws. Somehow, I guess through technology, everybody won't be on TV and stuff and show themselves. I don't know what it could be, but it seems to have dwindled down because it was a time where we was getting a flow of information that was coming to different communities back in the day. It's not the same no more. The hood and the Fannie Mae and them, that were black, supposed to be black. Now, my question to everybody listening is, we use the black thing a lot, even on this program, a lot, black. But the programs were initially for the black. Do y'all understand that? Everybody give me a yeah or nay. Do you realize that the civil rights movement initially was for all black descendants of slaves in America based off the fact that they had legislative names. They were on the record. They had everything that was supposed to be. Now, at that time, yes, they would have been able to probably be more profitable. They were more profitable than most of us are today, even though they were under slavery, which should be a very good thing that we should be talking about. How was that? That we never talk about how was that when they were more profitable because they were more skilled. First of all, y'all got this shit kind of twisted. Wouldn't black folks, let's be honest, wouldn't black folks be the first artisans and craftsmen after slavery, being that they're the only ones that could build the houses they were building? So basically, y'all ain't telling the truth about that history, right? Because if that's the case, surveyors able to do all the dredging, because that what was going on, according to what y'all telling me and the stuff I look up.
Grab on.
How's that done?
Grab on.
How's that
watch
done
this
without
1920, right? In 1920, Tulsa, Oklahoma, blacks were enriched. They had all types of institutions, you know, bus lines, trains, banks. But at the same
right.
time, Wall Street was in a collapse. How
right.
so?
That's why I said we got to realize. That's why the show was called
but
Closing
what,
the Gap.
What you, what,
Closing the Gap. We got to close the gap. We could do this, but you got to say, what is the yellow brick road and what was
her shoes. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
But, okay, what you said was very much correct in saying after we built and we dredged and engineered, how do you think those plantations got built? How do you think that those cities, we built all of that. So then the part is that when we became equal, saying that we were now set to be able to build for ourselves, that was the challenge for them because they didn't want us to have what we did for them.
Okay, now take the – now, I agree with you. No, I'm like what you're saying because it goes along with the premise that, okay, I said we built down – I'm talking about the era. Let's look at the era. Like, if I was in that era and this Civil War come about, blah, 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 and we get – you know, blah, 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 we get freed, and I realize I'm the reason – when I find out that I'm we're the reason for the Union – we're the reason for gun control. We're the reason for all this shit. And yet, we are not the recipient in this day and age. So I said, let me look how rich these people were. I'm just telling y'all. Y'all could, see, to have a Rosewood, you already had to be super rich. To have these places y'all name, not really. Now, I want y'all to understand something. They did not destroy everything like the Hollywood movie show. Yeah, they got beat, but these black folks still was resilient, still took up. It was so many rosewoods that they don't want you to know about throughout the whole country. There's
well,
so many rosewoods.
Something too.
Throughout the whole country. But I want to make that clear to people so they make sure. Because I know we named these few places. I want y'all to know, do not think that there were not rich black people through every state in the Union. Because if you were the first, you was paid first. Ain't nobody was putting
what,
you in slavery. You wasn't putting no slavery when you was able to look up surveyor land and do the geographical locations and put the caps going in the right place. No, you ain't no damn slave. Don't tell that lie on our people. No, no, no.
Let me say this real quick. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened in Auburn Gresham, England, with my neighborhood. I knew a lot of slews of black people who had businesses. This was like in the 70s, 80s, up in the 90s. Guess what happened to them? When they were getting ready to die out, or they died out, they wanted to give them to their kids and grandkids. They either fucked it up or the kids didn't want it.
That's what happened in Miami. Yeah, go ahead.
Drive bones, you made another point. Because, like I said, me being an architect, if you punch me in the face, put a gun in my face, you see, and I'm not an architect, I can't build it. So you got to calculate it. So we, and matter of fact, only after the Civil War did universities start popping up.
But could I add something to what you're saying?
Right.
Could I add something to what you're saying? Because there's a book by Randall Robinson called The Debt. Randall Robinson wrote that Washington, D.C., what we call our country's capital, was built and designed by people that looked like us. Wasn't none of them building it. We were the builders.
Yeah. Benjamin Banneker Bay. Hold on. I got to do this because I want to go up. Because after this hour here, which is going down to the bottom hour, the show will cut off. Y'all will be left on the mic. I'm not deserting anybody.
Bring Brother Campbell's contact information in. I looked for his book the last time he was on.
I will make sure you have it. And Brother Campbell's out of Ohio. A lot of stuff going on there. Appreciate that love he gave from us. And again, much love to Ohio people, man. Ohioans. That's Daniel Boone, all them Appalachians all up in that area.
That's where the slave masters sent all their children, because that's why you have so many red bone people in Ohio.
Red bone people. There you go. I was called red bone. I heard that all my young adult life people were called red bone. So guess what? Hey, for all you out there, answer that on Wednesday. Who knows what night she might bring on anybody. Monday night is Judge Joe Brown night. Supposedly he was on last week, but look for him this week. That's what they're telling me. Brother Eddie, Wednesday night. Brother Ray, what's out there? Holler at me, man. I tell you, we behind the scenes. A lot of stuff going on. We don't even bring up. There's no need, because we got to do this clandestine. Hope you understand that one. Now, while y'all leaving us, you heard this program? I hope you heard this program. This program was nothing much. Came from the heavens. and it'll be sealed by all you in the cosmic slot. We'll be right back after this. Chaos is what happens when it hits 1:30. Now, let's go over something. But Cam, I'm gonna make sure everybody gets the information that they want. Just hit me up. I'll make sure they get the link. He gave it to my email on the phone, so I'll make sure you get it. The economics still ain't. I just want y'all to know that it's always gonna be a black market. Jack Brother Kwame, there's gonna be people gonna be able to teach people how to grow shit when it's needed. Gonna be people gonna be able to redirect people who have the fortitude to help with the elderly, because that is gonna be the biggest tragedy in this future.
Hey, drop on. Another market that the black woman that we lost, that we had a hold of.
What?
Seamstresses.
Streamster.
That was that's one of the everybody had clothes on their ass then.
Yep.
And there was black people clothes. It wasn't nobody else.
Yep. The way we right because
how they take that from.
Brother Kwame just told you, House of Gucci. Now, I want y'all to go on Netflix, look at House of Gucci, and go further with that one. Because think about it, alligator suits, alligator shoes. I hope people don't realize this. I hate to say this because sometimes it just hurts people because I didn't notice how deep the shit went till you get into the deep south like we are. And back in the day, the alligators, they would throw the babies. When I first learned that years back, when I was like, man, that's when the Rosewood movie came out. Everybody had to start hearing about them areas. And they had postcards and shit. And the alligator shoes, they were feeding them babies.
Hey, bro, I just seen a couple of days ago some nigga shoot this old lady and threw the baby in the mouth for the alligator, baby in the alligator mouth, man. Black dude, man. Down there in Florida.
No, man, that's scary. That's scary. Right. Ain't that scary? That's scary right there.
Yeah, man. So stupid nigga under mind control, man.
Mind control.
That's it. That's
now,
sad, man.
Now I'm going to talk to y'all about this. Because, see, this is where I want to go with this. Because, see, people understand mind control. I had to learn, and that's how I met most of y'all. A lot of y'all on here. Some is gone. Some still with us today. You can't take that lightly, y'all. Because the body is known to have these electron transmitters all through us. We fight in our own body now. Hopefully your electrons can fight the body infection in your body. So I don't know how to put that other than to say that they got people they can control like the Manchurian candidate. It's like there's people that is all under control, y'all. I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand it. They can make them do this shit. It's hard to understand. Go ahead. I don't understand why we can't see that. I just don't get it.
Okay, what you're talking about is very important because you can go on self-hacked or you can just look up what is the MAOA gene. What the gene that they found in the human body is called the warrior gene or the murder gene that activates when you get into trauma or you get into situations in your environment that this is what we're getting with our children playing these games. Is that they now know that if they give them enough trauma, that activates what's called the warrior gene. It's in your DNA. Mm-hmm. It's called MAOA gene. And they call it the warrior gene. And this is what they're activating in our children to get them to go wild because every human, but it's more prevalent in our male people. The woman carries twice as much, but the thing that they're doing is activating it in the young black male in order for them to get them to act in the way of a warrior or to act wild
now,
or act into a...
Right. I think that, look that up because you said that, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I'll be seeing, and let's go with that because it seems to me that's what's happening. What about then, once they get this going, then you got the women with heavy testosterone in them that are now even more active on airlines. Most of women be going crazy on the air. I could talk for sure.
But radiation in the air, you look at something, so, you in a 10-shield aluminum box with wires running through it, up there close to the sun radiation. That's why you don't supposed to fly basically in the daytime.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know where that came from. All I know is I fly day and night, and I see women acting up a lot. I don't know if that got to do with day or night, but the concept is if you fly a lot, you will see incidences that happening with people that is not be like, what the hell are you going crazy for? Now, if these things are causing what he just said with them to go into this thing, then what group is doing this obviously should be looked at. What's the agenda, obviously? Now, if black folks and I can find it out, me, Brother Quan, all of us could figure this out, look this up, there's got to be other blacks who are either high up in this, ain't trying to tell us nothing. Now, you ever try to talk to somebody, who always talk about how they got this, that, this. If they be like, not want to tell you stuff and lose that as a way of having power over you because they feel they got intel of your knowledge, y'all got to be careful about this stuff. Because somebody that really loves their family, they will give a clue to somebody that this shit about to take place. So I'm asking all you who in high-level places that know, I know I can't say everything, but it's got to be somebody that you can activate to say, this shit is on. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying that. Because while we all talking, they always said in your own Bibles, in a flickering of an eye. Now, that's in your own Bibles. We don't get deep now. Y'all want to talk all this? Even in the Native American, all now to say a reckoning coming. Now, if capitalism is bad, okay, I definitely sinned. If communism bad, I sinned in communism too. I was in both of them, obviously. Anytime you're in a cult or different things that everybody's supposed to share everything equally. But in the bottom line, when we analyze all that, even in the cult, it's not called capitalism when you're in the cult. It's called oligarchs. Oligarchy. That means only a certain few feeds off of that. So we got to look at what power structure our mind thinks we want. Now, some of y'all want black people only. Okay, let's go with that. If it's all black, let me look at some black governments that we can go with that was prosperous through the whole government. Look how much noise somebody made. You want to make, you see what I'm saying? Now, this is why you got to look at black folks, because anybody, put yourself on mute. If you're going to make noise, cook, eat food, you can cook and eat food and put yourself on mute. You can do two things at once. Otherwise, you ain't worthy for the New World Order. That's what they're going to look at. How many things can you do more than once? That's going to be interesting. Now, if this is the case, y'all watching all this going on, I'm be watching for, you got kids, both of y'all at an age where you want your kids to have something, don't you? I would hope so. Is the economy able, have your kids told you, they asking you questions about how y'all do it? You better ask yourself the question. If family is saying, well, how are you getting, you'd be like, what? Because what's happening is the money is changing on everybody.
Everything is compliant. Everything is compliant.
Compliant.
And see, as long as you comply and you get whatever little bit that somebody else has to offer, the welfare system, see, that's what got us all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? The welfare system.
Okay.
That's what tunneled everything into.
Now, you 100%.
The women treat the children.
Now, let's ask the question, y'all, with the time frame. The time frame of the welfare system is the same time frame of the 70s. Now, this is where the Civil Rights Movement was supposed to be established. Now, here's what we ain't paying attention to. That's why I say I wonder if we meant to go through this, being that we ain't thinking. I'm young. I'm probably 10 years old, 72. They putting all this shit together. Patrick Moynihan out of New York State put together the welfare thing. I said, well, goddamn. Tells us that the one thing, they told us in the report, including the Kerner report that Robert X, my good buddy, Robert X said, he always said the Kerner report, always mentioned the Kerner report. But you can't get no lawyer to touch it because it's top high level. Once they would touch that, it's over. That's the same thing they're doing now with the fake election. So y'all look at all the people who said shit. Kerner report. I bet how many of y'all really looked at the Kerner report. That's what make me and Brother X probably have a hard time understanding how you could not read the shit after people told you about it to get the energy of the words in you to want to fight. It's unbelievable. How could something like that be told to us that we come to conclusion? I'm going to tell you how dumb this is. I'm going to make it easy for dumb people. We come to a conclusion that we realize that black people
has some issues because we meddled in all their affairs. We're sorry, but keep voting Democrat. That's all I said in magic words. That's all I said. It said, we know we fucked you up because we should have stayed out of your affairs. Go look up the current report. Brother X, you're absolutely right.
Drive on. And one more school. One more school. Sunday school.
Go ahead.
Now, that's the Sunday school, a part of the school, too. See, that was a part to keep us in that box, you know, to keep us falling for everything, being in somebody else's business. See,
now, when I was in church, people was always having this book called Sunday Law, where they was going to pull everything on Sunday. Now, I know it sounds crazy because everybody, I was in this thing. They had this book that said Sunday. I read that book. I started analyzing the analytics of it. It was definitely, if anything comes to your house, they're going to do it when you unexpect it. So they claim in this book, not me talking, this book talking, said Sunday Law is where they were going to create this coming to your house, do what they need to do to ransack it in the name of religion. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm scared of religion as well. I'm going to tell you why. See, one thing about people, they don't like the look of history, obviously. And the Inquisition, I told you I had a problem with these names. Now, at least Trump, if he's a pirate at Mar-a-Lago, which is pirate territory, at least he's telling us, we gave you some great pirate law. And look at the name, Flip Brother Eddie, pirate, the rate of interest. That's what it means. It's the rate of interest, pirate. Anyway, now.
Or it could be a pyromaniac.
Yeah, pyromaniac means fire. Which one? Which one you want? You want the interest rate or the fireman? Which they both can make you turn on fire with the interest rate, right? So see you yeah, same thing, pyro rate. Now, I'm asking y'all, just based off geographics, where y'all at? Do y'all feel safe in your geographic, yeah or nay?